This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A storm is brewing for the Gulf Coast, and it worries New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
If we get the amount of rainfall in the short period of time that they are, in fact, predicting.
He's worried about flooding. It could get anywhere from a foot to 20 inches of rain from Louisiana to Mississippi to Alabama this weekend from what could become Tropical Storm Lee. Meanwhile, Irene's misery continues.
I have no more pictures, not even one of when I got married.
She's in flooded out New Jersey. Nearly a million homes and businesses still without power down to North Carolina. And as FEMA helps Irene's victims, the agency itself needs some disaster relief. From Congress, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Yeah, Dave, the White House says it needs more than $5 billion for FEMA to help with additional disaster relief. That does not include money for Irene, last month's mid-Atlantic earthquake, and other disasters earlier this year. Now, Republicans say any increase in FEMA's budget should be offset by spending cuts elsewhere, but there's a provision in the debt limit and budget bill passed earlier this summer that lets Congress add up to $6 billion to FEMA's budget without any offsetting cuts, Dave.
Rich, the U.S. is reportedly getting ready to sue more than a dozen big banks over the mortgage mess that led to all the bailouts. The New York Times says they're accused of misrepresenting the quality of mortgage securities they had and sold. Worry about Iran's missiles. Has the U.S. looking to Turkey to boost our defenses? Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has this live.
Yeah, Turkey saying it'll host a radar to watch for rocket launches in nations like neighboring Iran, and the plans for that are in a final stage, says Turkey's foreign ministry. Missile defense was originally a U.S. project, but NATO is now enshrining it as a central pillar of common defense. Russia still opposes it, demanding either a role or guarantees that it is not the target, Dave.
Alistair, Turkey's also angry at Israel, kicking its ambassador out of the country and cutting military ties because Israel is not a apologized for last year's raid on a Gaza-bound flotilla of aid ships that killed 9 pro-Palestinian activists. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck for Goldline. This is the company that I have chosen to do business with for quite some time now. Not only do I speak out for Goldline, I'm a customer. That's the reason I can recommend them to you. When I first started recommending gold, it was $700 an ounce. When I first started buying, it was $300 an ounce. Have you seen the price of gold lately? With everything that is happening in the world, with so much uncertainty, there's a reason it's called the gold standard. Won't you please consider gold and ask them why I buy gold the way I do? The people I trust and have trusted for years. Call Goldline. 800-571-0142. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Don't wait. Get the information now and tell them Glenn Beck sent you. You're going to receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value, with a free Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline. 800-571-0142. That's 800-571-0142.
Map scripts, audio, and contact information for all our advertisers. We've got it waiting for you at iHeardItOnWTAW.com. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money.
Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Another hot one for today with mostly sunny skies. Our temperatures near or a bit over 100 this afternoon. For tonight, clear to occasionally partly cloudy and mid-70s. Tomorrow, a bit more cloud cover, partly sunny, and maybe not quite as hot, but still up into the mid-90s anyway. Occasional clouds and 70s on Saturday night. Then, more clouds and sun by Sunday. We may see a few showers. Most of the showers to our southeast and east. High temperatures Sunday around 90. I'm Gary Best. Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
WTAW News Time, 6:07, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this. First look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A week has gone by since the Bryan City Council told voters they get to decide whether to sell the municipal golf course and suggest whether Briarcrest Country Club should be purchased. Mayor Jason Byinski says there's not a standing offer to buy the city park property contingent on voter approval.
Doesn't mean that the day after the election it's closed down and never opened again or concrete starts laying on it. I mean, they've had, you know, on a yearly basis, there are always several entities that are always wanting to look at opportunities there on that golf course. So it just enables the council and the city in the future, if the council so chooses, to dispose, sell, lease of that property.
Byinski sees the possibility of selling the city park, using some of the money to buy Briarcrest and applying the rest toward other parks and recreation projects.
I've talked to a lot of people that would like an indoor water park or an outdoor water park, nanatorium, the peewee football fields on the west side of town, soccer fields in central part of town, and there's lots, splash pads and additional parks in other areas, and that would be wonderful if we can go in and do some additional projects.
Byinski, who is involved in real estate but is not a certified appraiser, estimates the value of the municipal course and surrounding park property between $3 and $9 million. The state legislature may pass the law that's supposed to start September 1st, but there's at least one of more than 700 new laws not in effect. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christine Rowe says regulators have gone as far as proposing what might be allowed as acceptable photo identification when doing business related to motor vehicle registration.
What will happen is the proposed rules will be posted in the state register. Anyone can make a comment, talk about the proposed documents that they're going to accept or propose to accept, and once they have gone through that process and the board makes a decision, then once they vote on that, yes, it'll be effective right then.
The board governing the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles is scheduled to take final action in October. Proposed language is available with this story on our website, WTAW.com. Weather officials say estimates show Texas just finished its hottest summer on record and soon could hold that spot nationally. The National Weather Service says when official numbers are tallied next week, Texas or Oklahoma will come in as having the hottest summer ever recorded in the U.S. Estimates show Texas temperatures in June through August averaged 86.7 degrees, topping the previous record of 84.3, which was set in 1980 and tied in 1998. Taken together, the four largest Texas cities have had 232 days of more than 100 degrees since June 1st. As if there's not enough pressure already during a high school student's freshman year, the state of Texas has added to that load. This is the first year of mandated end-of-course testing. College Station ISD's Chuck Lenwinkle says it will apply this year to freshman-level courses.
This is a little bit of a wrinkle that the state threw us that all school districts had to work through, but by state law, the end-of-course exam has to count for 15% of your grade for the course. You know, we've had to develop and tweak our grading guidelines a little bit because, you know, these exams are given probably 3 to 4 weeks before the end of school.
Teachers and counselors also had to address what students will be taught for the last month of the semester after the state test is given. The new state test will eventually affect all high school students. Diminishing chances of rain this holiday weekend mean rising chances of fires. Fire Marshal William Bouse says wherever you may use fire to have plenty of water available.
Water will definitely extinguish and cool anything that you are using as a barbecue, be it a piece of wood or whether it's charcoal briquettes. And so I like just copious amounts of water, gallons and gallons of it. Several gallons of water in a bucket is a really good way to extinguish charcoal.
And if you just moved here and are living in multiple unit housing, there are regulations on outdoor cooking.
There is code rules in College Station and Bryan both as far as the multifamily housing, the apartment complexes and condos, that they cannot store or use barbecues on or under the balconies, first floor or higher floors.
Bouse advises those living in single-family homes to follow those same recommendations. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 78 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
What do the school system budget cuts mean for you and your family? Find out in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There's also a kids' back-to-school fashion layout and an all-inclusive family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595. 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
We're keeping an eye on that tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico, but it looks like it will mainly affect Louisiana and Mississippi as we go through the weekend and early next week. And as far as we're concerned, though, well, just mostly sunny through today, and temperatures a bit over 100. Tonight, generally clear skies and mid-70s. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, and mostly in the mid-90s, back in the middle 70s at night. We may see, though, some scattered showers by Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with high temperatures around 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
High school football, it's week one is what they called it. Last week was week zero. Both Bryan and Consall are on the road this weekend, and the Rudder Rangers back at Merrill Green Stadium. We'll talk about that, go down the list of the Brazos Valley. And, of course, Aggie football starts Sunday night. It's a busy, busy weekend, but that's the way it's supposed to be, first weekend in September. We'll talk about all the sports coming up.
You know, after, what, two pleasant mornings, it's back to kind of being
a little blow dryer out there.
Yeah, but did you look at the first part of next week?
Yeah,
I was darn near shocked.
Yeah, Labor Day and Tuesday we're looking at the lower 90 thing that had been promised.
I saw a low of
taken away.
I saw a low of 65.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, Monday night, 65 is our low.
If that happens, if we get to the 90s on Tuesday, that's going to make Tuesday very nice.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a 91 that won't be well. Wow. Of course, any 91 right now would probably be bearable. What's interesting, and again, it's driven by the system that is out in the Gulf that's not going to bring us any rain. Thanks a lot. What's it called, Lee? Who is it?
Lee. It's not anything yet. It's still a depression.
But it's going to have a name.
Them clouds out there.
It gets there, right. Yeah.
Because the winds are out of the northeast right now. And yet it feels, you know, you generally think, boy, if something's coming out of the northeast, it would kind of be refreshing. But there ain't nothing refreshing about this. And Saturday, it's going to be gusty. Winds up to about 20 miles an hour. And same thing on Saturday night. So there'll be some winds and they'll be out of the north. But I don't know how How nice that'll feel.
Not going to need a wrap, that's for
sure. No,
that's
not
for
sure.
Those north winds.
Yeah, and Sunday as well, 15 to 20 miles an hour, maybe gusts as high as 25.
Yeah, they're still saying about 94 for kickoff Sunday night.
So. All right. Yeah. You know, and after everybody's been standing outside in the 100-degree heat, partaking of, well, water, no doubt.
Yeah.
I'm sure that will be pleasant.
Sure. You have to, you know, you do need to remember some things that you do consume that you think are actually hydrating your body aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sugary stuff.
Well, I'm thinking like your alcohol.
I was
going
to say your malty stuff.
Yeah,
malty
caffeine. Stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, you drink iced tea and it goes right through you, really. I mean, so consider. I don't. Again, we're not doing, what is that? What was that San Jose State College of the Professional Arts? What was that year?
That was 4 years ago, Fresno State.
I mean, we're not going to be.
Remember it well.
Yeah, we're not going to be at Fresno State levels. But it's,
no.
Again.
No.
Well, the last time we played SMU here, I think we had a 2:30 kickoff.
Yep.
And it was the first game of the season, and it was warm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, can't say that I've ever done this myself, but probably thought of it. A Russian man got himself locked up into a pizza place for access to free beer overnight. I mean, really.
I've been waiting to hear a story like that.
Well, it's A for effort, anyway.
Yeah, I have to think that there are any number of college students have gone, well, dude, could you imagine, man, if I got locked up inside the, name your favorite, watering hole? The one's got all the spigots, man. I'd go over there and just get at it. So anyway, but as so often happens, these things don't end well. When the restaurant staff left, guy broke into the cooler containing a keg.
Hmm.
A keg? Disconnected the pipes leading to the tap, put them in his mouth, and drank as much as he could.
Oh, my goodness.
This is like a keg stand with a real, real big keg, I guess. Got drunk, fell asleep, found by the cleaning crew when they came in. See, so, I mean, wouldn't you want to sample more than one, or you just, oh boy, hey, Schlitz, wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe he found the one he really liked.
That's right. I ain't going anywhere else.
Yeah, not going to do that.
He's partial to Natty.
Yeah, you can have your own Luganbacher rocker.
Them too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what? Stop the music.
I mean, there's no reason in the world that I would have looked at this other than I happened to see the sign right in front of me yesterday. Do you know what it costs for a keg of beer now? You have any idea?
No, I really don't.
I know.
Nor do I.
I know. That's what I mean.
I'll say $100.
Let me see.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long has it been since I've been in college?
Well,
30 years? No.
Well, yeah, beer, I think, that you would want to admit to drinking is, about $95.
Huh? That's for a keg of beer?
Yeah, that's for a keg
of
beer.
And a carton of cigarettes costs about 70?
Yeah.
Golly, that's an investment
to
smoke and drink these days.
Isn't it? It's going to be a
good day. She better call you back, that's for sure.
She better remember your name.
No kidding. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Yeah, I'm just, because I'm thinking back when I did that, it was like, oh, man, we got to get $24 together. You
know? Yeah, that's right.
Again, Schlitz reference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What Scott didn't say is that was just 2 weeks ago.
That's right. They're still waiting for Scott to ante up.
Exactly.
Gotta work the deposit back.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
Hey, it's 619, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, happy birthday to you today or this weekend if it's your birthday. It's September the 2nd today. Dancer, actress Marge Champion is still, probably not hoofing around, but she's, she's fogging a mirror still. She's a 92
years old today.
I can still do the Lindy. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Singer Jimmy Clanton turns 71 years old today.
Just a Dream.
Yeah.
I believe is his song.
Yeah, that was kind of a one-hit guy. I guess he had other stuff. From Martha and the Vandellas, Rosalind Ashford is 68 years old. Two quarterback birthdays today, and one of them is quite a bit smarter than the other. The other would be Terry Bradshaw. He's 63 years old today.
Okay.
And the other quarterback is Mark Harmon. He's 60 years old today, of course.
Yeah. Both of them in television, though.
Both in television. Yeah.
Terry, well, but you know, if Mark challenges Terry to a spelling contest, Terry just waves four Super Bowl rings at him.
Yeah, so. That's true. Say, so, you know what? True. I don't need to know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and then he asked Terry, yeah, what weekly hit TV show do you have, right? Yeah, exactly. There you go. Jimmy Connors, the tennis player, probably my favorite all-time tennis player as far as a showman, I think. He's 59 years old. Keanu Reeves, there's an actor for our time right there. He's 47 years old.
But you're right.
Yes.
But, you know,
what?
He went ahead and did this Matrix thing.
Yeah, he did. That worked for him.
Which is gross, like $1 billion.
Right.
And, you know, if he was smart, if his agent was smart, he got, you know, a little bit of that action. And
yeah. Well, a lot of bad actors are really rich.
Yeah.
You know.
Probably. But I don't,
yeah.
I'm not.
No kidding.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not sure that he's a bad actor.
Oh, you're not?
Well, I'm just, I mean, he hasn't done anything.
He is. He's a very bad actor.
Wait a minute.
I'll have to go through his filmology and see.
Every time I see Keanu Reeves, it's just Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Well, that's my
all
whole
over
point.
Again.
That's my whole point. Is he? Uh-huh. He's moved beyond that to some extent.
Yeah, sure.
Think
yeah.
so?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not to the point where I'm, you know, any loyalist or whatever.
I'm gonna say you're gonna cast him for, you know, Mice and Men.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Little Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
To Kill a Mockingbird. That's it.
Spartacus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
This is part of Scott Scannery's fan club dues. He's got to
this
guy up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a trade. That way he didn't have to actually pay.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Did I say Keanu's 47
okay,
years old?
Sure,
he's getting up there, isn't he? Yeah, he is. Lennox Lewis, the British prize fighter, is 46 years old. Selma Hayek.
Ooh.
Easy, boy. The actress is 43 years old today.
That is one of the most beautiful plus 40 women I think has ever walked the planet.
Selma's a nice looking lady.
God, yes, she is. Yeah, she did some of that 30 Rock stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she stood out, as I recall.
She played a nurse. Bonus.
Oh, boy, we're going to have to spray some water in there. Linda Pearl, the actress, turns 56 years old today, and that's enough for today.
Now, boys, y'all have seen her recently. You've seen Linda Pearl recently.
Well, I know who she is. When did I see her recently?
She was Pam's mom on The Office.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sure she was.
Very true.
Yeah, sure she was. That's all I got for today.
That's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah,
good. Coming up tomorrow, Valerie Perrine. You remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, she did a couple of movies like Lenny and all that, and then she just sort of dropped away, didn't she? She's 67, 68 years old tomorrow. Dave Ramsey. I believe you hear him over on our, Christian station, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every week or every day. He's 51 years old today. Of course, he's the financial guru. Charlie Sheen, he's been in the news some, hadn't he?
And
he's 46 years old tomorrow.
Fair to say collecting bets?
Yeah, you know.
It's funny because I was looking at when you do the box office for movies.
Mm-hmm.
One of my sheets has, what the number one movie was, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, Hot Shots. This guy had such an opportunity to be the likable clown, and then he gets caught up with that Fleiss woman, then we find out what he's really like. And so, I mean, the long answer to your question is, yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he did the Wall Street movie, too, you know, and all that.
It was a really good movie.
And he did Platoon, you know, a Vietnam movie.
Yeah, some chemicals have been introduced into his life, that's for sure.
And he's been successful. I mean, you know, he took over Spin City for Michael J. Fox and kept it successful for a few years before he, you know, started this 2.5 Men, so there you go. And Sean White tomorrow. He's the gold medal snowboarder guy. He's 25 years old on tomorrow. And that's all I got for Saturday.
Jardine of the Beach and Boys.
Of the Beach Boys. Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Coming up on Sunday, Tom
White. I got one.
Yeah.
For Sunday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to my mama.
Mama.
Happy birthday on Sunday.
Have you already sent the card?
No.
No.
What?
I'm a terrible son.
Does she do e-cards?
She will this year.
Mama, let me tell you about something really cool. Go to your email.
When's the birthday tomorrow?
Sunday.
Oh, well, I mean, you get the card in today.
No, you get there in one day. Believe me. No.
It won't do.
I know that business.
You know
okay?
that business?
I'd love to stay and argue, but I got to go.
You can. Okay, bye. Tom Watson will be 62 years old on Sunday. Dr. Drew Pinsky is 53 years old on Sunday. One of the Wayans. Damon is 51. And Beyonce Knowles turns 30 on Sunday. There you go.
Making you feel old.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs from Welcome Back Cotter.
God, what's he, 50-something?
Yeah, and Nothing Else, by the way.
Yeah.
58.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
Candy almost 60-something. Yeah.
Candy Alexander, who was on ER and News Radio a long time ago, would be 53 today. Yeah, that'd be enough birthdays for you.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so liberals out in force, and they're trying to take over any Republican meeting or town hall. Latest example, Mitt Romney. And by the way, he has a smile on his face the whole time.
How do you think the government cannot provide funds for the people, its citizens?
Okay, let me answer the question. Of course government provides funds for its people.
I balance the budget every year. You had your turn. You had your turn, madam. Let me have mine. Let me have mine. Yeah, listen, I'll give you the microphone in a moment, but let me complete. I'm sorry, it's my turn. You had yours. Now it's my turn. Would you please hold on a moment? Let me finish. Good. All right, this is the answer.
You want to end government. You want to cut all spending. Not true. And you notice how rude and interruptive liberals can be.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
627 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing, 268-ROOF or UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 100 today. Winds out of the east at 5 to 15 miles an hour, 76 tonight. 20% chance of showers with a high of 100 tomorrow. Actually, 20% chance of showers for the weekend. And then, as Chase mentioned, early next week. High on Labor Day, 92. Low on Monday night, 66. Boy, let's hope. Right now, humidity is 79%. Winds are from the northeast at 3. Fair skies. We're looking at 80.
Jitters on the street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are pointing lower ahead of the Friday session on Wall Street. Investors are nervous about the August employment report that comes out 1 hour before trading begins and about reports of possible legal action against some big banks. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, which regulates Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is said to be preparing to sue some of the nation's top banks to try to recoup losses from failed investments in mortgage bonds. Hurricane Irene kept consumers away from malls all along the East Coast last weekend, and that took out one of the most important back-to-school shopping weekends of the year. Retailers hope to make up for the lost business in September. The Netflix streaming video service may soon be missing some of the newer movies that have been made available to subscribers. Talks between Netflix and the pay TV channel Stars have broken down. That means Netflix will lose access to films like Toy Story 3 and also to original Stars series. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Do you ever feel that your boss treats you like a child? There's a reason for that, and there's a reason it should stop. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Just in time for back to school, Walmart is rolling back the price of the new Kodak ESP C310 wireless all-in-one printer. For just $69, the Kodak C310 lets you print, copy, and scan and features easy Wi-Fi setup. And only Kodak offers the lowest total ink replacement cost. The Kodak C310 wireless printer, just $69, now at Walmart. Lowest ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
If you had to describe the nature of the typical boss-employee relationship, it's similar to a parent and child.
Because the premise on which our organizations of today were founded was generated well over 100 years ago by people who were looking at non-skilled labor as folks who could not be trusted and had to be told what to do.
Jamie Shokir, author of the book Authentic Conversations, says that style of relationship, although common, doesn't really make much sense today.
Most people want to do a good job. Most people are trying to do their best. Most people want to make a contribution. They do not show up with the attitude of, I can't wait to get there to see what I can screw up today.
So Jamie is advocating that employers loosen the reins a little bit, allow people to self-manage, because when they do, it is unlikely that they'll take advantage of the situation.
Not only is it unlikely to happen, what we've found with clients where we've done this work is that when people are responsible for their own performance management, they are harder on themselves than their boss ever would be.
And making employees accountable to their colleagues rather than to a boss also has advantages.
What we typically find is if I'm accountable to my peers instead of a boss, and I'm not carrying my weight, my peers are letting me know on a day-to-day basis, hey, man, you're falling down on the job. And that typically that is way more powerful corrective feedback and way more powerful positive feedback.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTNW News Time, 6:32, 77 degrees right now at the studios. Still over 100 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. They care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Much more information will be released before Brian voters decide in November whether to sell the municipal golf course and buy Briarcrest Country Club. Mayor Jason Byinski, visiting about the special questions the week after city council approval, says it's about more than just the money.
Basically that property's worth what someone's willing to pay and
sure.
What the city's willing to sell it for. But it's beyond just money. You know, we've got to make sure it's a proper fit for that location mm-hmm. and that it's going to be a good thing for the city of Bryan. And so, you know, that's not something that we're discussing at this moment. We don't have proposals that we're vying through at this point. We just know there's a lot of folks that have approached the city that would like that opportunity in the future.
It will be a binding vote expanding the land use at the municipal course, but it's a non-binding vote for the city to possibly buy Briarcrest. Nearly 2 feet of rain could drench parts of the Gulf Coast from Mississippi to the Louisiana-Texas border thanks to a tropical depression southwest of the Louisiana coast. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center says the slow-moving storm could bring lots of rain to some areas.
It will gradually strengthen into a tropical storm, possibly as early as later today. The system is currently nearly stationary, and we expect that by the weekend, the center of the system will be approaching the Louisiana coast.
A tropical storm warning has been issued for the Louisiana Gulf Coast. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the storm will bring much, if any, rain to our area. More than 700 new laws in Texas were supposed to take effect Thursday. At least one hasn't, though, because the rules haven't been written. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christine Rowe says the State Department of Motor Vehicles has written but has not approved what forms of photo identification are acceptable when doing registrations and related business.
The rules aren't in place yet, so until that happens, we're not going to be asking for that information in the tax office. We really expect it to be probably a couple of months at least down the road, if not the first of the year, before you have to start coming up with a form of photo ID to register and title a vehicle.
The proposed language is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. The board governing the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles is supposed to take final action in October. High school freshmen around Texas will take an additional test this year. College Station ISD's Chuck Lenwinkle says the state-mandated end-of-course exam will eventually impact all high school students. The new test, which counts for 15% of a student's final grade, means the district had to change their grading guidelines.
I could go talk about this all day, about how the grading guidelines, about how the 15% is going to affect whether you get course credit or you have to retake the exam, or if it brings your average down to 68, will you still get course credit? Do you still have to take the exam? There's all types of different scenarios out there, but we've got those outlined. Our counselors are well-versed in it, and they'll be able to help the students and the parents muddle through all of that.
A further confusion, the state's exam is given 3 to 4 weeks before the end of the course and the teacher's final test. Glenn Winkle says teachers and counselors had developed what will happen the rest of the semester. And enjoying the Labor Day weekend means taking extra precautions. Bryan Fire Marshal William Bouse says anyone living in a single-family home still needs to keep outdoor cooking far away from structures and keep a water source nearby.
If you own your own home, you, of course, have more rights to use it where you want, but the guideline is that you definitely want to step away from the house a good ways. We usually say a 10 feet minimum, and you don't want to do it under your back porch or your patio or on a wooden deck. We've lost, in my time with the marshal's office, we've lost houses to all of those type of things. It will get you a citation if you do it in an apartment complex.
Bouse also reminds anyone headed to area lakes to avoid boating and swimming while drinking and to stay hydrated. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Hello there, College Station. Contrary to my silky smooth voice, I'm just bursting with excitement. Because this Saturday, September 3rd, will be a day of glorious celebration and festivities. For this day, Specs raises a glass to College Station. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has the largest inventory in Texas of fine wines, spirits, ice-cold beers, and exceptionally low prices. Being Texas family-owned and operated since 1962, Specs knows a thing or two about partying, Aggie style. Specs Grand Opening will feature 50-cent gourmet hot dogs, food samplings, giveaways, and special prices. Yes, knowledge is delicious. Specs Grand Opening Party, this Saturday, September 3rd, from 11 to 6 p.m. at the Rock Prairie Shopping Center. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
We're keeping an eye on that tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico, but it looks like it will mainly affect Louisiana and Mississippi, as we go through the weekend and early next week. And as far as we're concerned, though, well, just mostly sunny through today and temperatures a bit over 100. Tonight, generally clear skies and mid-70s. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun and mostly in the mid-90s, back in the middle 70s at night. We may see, though, some scattered showers by Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with high temperatures around 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Rudder Rangers in their fourth season of football. Leander Rouse in just their second season of football. So a couple of young programs will go at it tonight at Merrill Green Stadium. We'll hear from CM Pierre talking about the ball game as they try to go to 2-0. Of course, high school Consol plays tonight on the road down at Cy Woods, and Bryan opens their season in League City on Saturday. We'll talk a lot to high school football, Aggies, and more coming up in sports.
You know, Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, yeah, POTUS.
President of U.S. America.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm trying to do my part to make him more like us. Okay? I mean, and by letting us know, by admitting that he likes pie.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how... It doesn't matter that he has a 747 that he flies around in. It doesn't matter that he goes on vacation on a separate jet from the rest of his family. It's important that he's just like us because he likes pie.
I like pie. You like pie?
See? That's what I mean. See?
I like pie.
Yeah. Yeah. It just rolls right off your tongue.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, that can get messy if it rolls off your tongue.
Yeah.
So there. I need a napkin.
That's right.
And obviously, he painted himself into a real corner when he decided he was going to do this big speech
in front of Congress.
Well, the first and that's as we pointed out yesterday.
Right.
Really got to do that in front of Congress?
In front of his former peers.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, he's going to look out at that seat he used to sit in and think, "Boy, I was still out there."
They speak in the house. He speaks in the House.
Well, that's
he
true.
Won't see that.
Oh,
but
yeah, that's right. Yeah, well.
But nonetheless.
Well, yeah.
Then he decided, well, he wasn't going to butt up against the Republicans, but what was really, shall we say, short-sighted was the fact that he decided he's going to bump up against the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know that that's a very wise thing. And so, you know, Jay Carney yesterday making sure that people knew he was going to be done before the kickoff. I mean, you'll be able to see. You may not see that pregame show.
Right.
But you'll be able to see every exciting moment of the NFL big season kickoff on Thursday. So he'll hurry up and, you know, get whatever he has to say done, because after all, isn't the NFL more important than the well-being of our country?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Come
on, ask.
I want to make sure.
Ask her something we don't know here. You know.
Yeah. Let's find all those people who are looking for jobs out there. Because they need to be able to buy their beer so that they can sit down and watch the NFL. Quote, I can assure you that for all you football fans, he will be completed before kickoff between the New Orleans Saints and the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. Now, that means that the speech is going to start at 6 o'clock our time.
Okay, and the football game starts at 7:30 our time. That's when the kickoff is.
Okay, which means that the president probably will not be seen live by many people, for instance, in California.
It'll be 4 o'clock.
That's 4 o'clock in the afternoon there.
Yeah, they're still in traffic.
The other thing that will be interesting is the fact that the Republicans will not be able to have a response.
Oh.
See, unless they want to open up a Republican channel on the cable and do that.
Yeah. I hear there's availability on the Longhorn Network.
Yeah, they got.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I know that bump up against, you know, Longhorn Soccer.
They got a little distribution problem with that network, nonetheless. But fear not, so that you know, John Boehner has decided that he will deliver his own speech.
Is anyone going to hear him?
Well, I don't know.
In front of Congress?
No.
Oh, just in front of the TV camera?
Is he going to be out in the hall? I think
it'll be next week.
Well, he'll have time.
He'll make sure his staff is there. Hopefully he won't cry. Mm-hmm. And
he'll have on a brilliant tie.
You know he will, because he'll do that to set off his tan.
Yeah.
And but generally the pundits say, despite the fact that this will be up against the NFL pregame show or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that means some lost money for whatever network is.
It's NBC.
NBC. Is it? Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah, it's NBC. But I'm assuming their pregame isn't more than 30 minutes, right? Is
well,
it?
And it's,
but it's their kickoff though.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm saying, but so Obama's got an hour to get this thing done, right?
I don't know what time the game kicks off.
It kicks off at 8:30.
8:30.
I mean, excuse me, I'm talking Eastern. Let's talk Central.
Well,
it
then
kicks
that's
off at 7:30. That's what time it kicks off. 7:30.
Okay, well, he's got to be finished by 7:00, is what they're
well,
saying.
Well, that gives him an hour.
But he. No.
You said his speech starts at 6 our time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's got to be finished by 7. That gives him an
That's
hour.
That's the pregame show?
Yes.
The pregame show starts
so
at 7.
They only have a half-hour pregame show. I mean,
well, that's what I don't know. I'm assuming it's just a half an hour.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyhow, he's got to do this. But, you know, really, aside from all that, he needs to probably deliver the speech of his career. I mean, does he have answers? I want answers. I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I know. That's exactly right. Now, here's a new CNN poll that came out yesterday that said 66% of the respondents disapprove of the way the president is handling the federal deficit. Mm-hmm. That's about two-thirds, you know?
That's right. Just about two-thirds.
Just about. 62% disapprove of the way he's handling unemployment. And they've said already that unemployment is going to be at 9% well into 2012. And
yeah, it's not going to get to 6% till 17.
There's never been a president who has been elected, reelected, with unemployment at that level. Now, what's interesting is the Quinnipiac poll found that voters still blame George Bush for the economy, 53% to 32%. See, they're wrong. I think it's Herbert Hoover. I think we need to go back to Hoover.
Right.
Hoover's the one who caused the problem.
Exactly.
He'll be hanging this on 43.
I blame Warren Harding.
Well, it could be him, too. It's just wrong to be blaming that on
and
43.
And that punk Chester Arthur,
yeah,
if I ever see him.
Man, I'm
going to rip those sideburns right off his face.
That William Henry Harrison, he screwed things up in just a month.
Yeah. So
right.
He was long-winded, made it back. His preacher looked like Reader's Digest.
Been dying to use that one, haven't you?
Yeah.
What'd Chester Arthur ever do to you?
Exactly.
He wasn't in the office long enough for it to matter.
Yeah. No, William Henry Harrison wasn't in office.
Them too.
Yeah.
So
he's our only president named Chester. You know that?
Yeah. Behind his back, they called him Drawers. Think about it.
Up there.
Chester Drawers. Yeah, we were there.
Anyway.
That's going to be my new radio name when we switch to country and I have to become a DJ again.
Yeah, Chester Drawers.
Chester Drawers.
You don't want to be an Alamo hero?
One of you boys can be buck naked.
I'll be Travis Crockett.
There you go. Even better. Even better.
Yeah. Take care of that. Now, in the meantime, remember that the Republicans were talking... What?
Go, Travis. We're with you, buddy. Yeah.
Mornings with Travis Crockett and Davey Bowie.
Right.
Butt naked, Chester Drawers.
Traffic with Buck Naked and sports with Chester Drawers.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lear from Lear Insurance, formerly the Lear Agency, located in the heart of Bryan College Station. Give us a call today at 888-98-LIERE and we'll give you a free quote. We partner with over 100 insurance companies, and Lear is waiting to save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your auto and home insurance with just one call. Don't waste any more of your hard-earned dollars on high premiums. Call 888-98-LIERE. We'll do the shopping. You'll do the saving.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about tree care, how to meet the challenges of maintaining healthy trees, and how to deal with the stresses brought on by drought this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I've told you before here that I'm not especially a native plant enthusiast. I want plants that are adapted, but when it comes to shade trees, there's no point in hauling in shade trees that just pout in our climate and soils. Since they represent long-term investments in time, space, money, and effort, shade trees should always be adapted to their home grounds. I have a dozen or so among our very best landscaping choices for Texas. They're arranged in order of increasing mature size, and I'll get them underway right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? You probably do, and hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long, and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions and carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, and pecans. It doesn't get any better than Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and local businesses. TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. If we're going to talk about the native trees of Texas that are the best for landscaping, the shortest one of them all would be Texas mountain laurels. It's a small, bold evergreen shrub or tree to 8 to 12 feet tall and 6 or 8 or 10 feet wide. Its glossy dark green leaves are topped each spring with clusters of fragrant lavender flowers, not unlike those of wisterias. Needs full sunlight, perfect drainage, and it does best in alkaline soils. Probably the southwestern two-thirds of the state of Texas would be where you'd grow this best. Yaupon hollies are our most popular small evergreen trees, to 12 to 16 feet tall and almost that wide. The female yaupon hollies bear small, bright red fruit all winter, while male plants will grow tall more quickly because they lack the fruit. Possum haw hollies are native in north central Texas and up into Oklahoma. They're still some of our least common landscaping plants. Like yaupons, only the female plants have the large red berries, and I would most strongly recommend the variety called Warren's Red Possum Haw Holly. It doesn't sucker as much, and the berries are larger and dark red, beautiful. Mexican plum is another Texas native growing wild over the eastern half of the state. It's much more dependable than domesticated plums. It has very coarse bark and a rugged texture. It gets 20 feet tall and wide. White flowers in the spring are very fragrant. The fruit matures late in the summer, early fall, but it is not especially good out of hand. It does make great jellies. Eastern red buds. Colors range from orchid pink to the deep burgundy or variety Oklahoma. Also white red buds. They get 25 feet tall and wide. Lacy oak is from the hill country. The small leaves are gray-blue in the growing season. They turn brilliant orange late each fall. It gets 25 feet tall, 30 feet, and 20 or 30 feet wide. Eastern red cedars are some of our best evergreens. They'll get 30 or 35 feet tall and 25 or 30 feet wide. They make wonderful screens. Southern magnolias, no Texas native represents us so well. It has beautiful evergreen foliage, and there are some dwarf forms. Cedar elms are native in north central Texas and adapted over almost all of the state. And I'm out of time. Five of the very best of our shade trees, chinquapin oaks, burr oaks, live oaks, and Schumard red oaks, also pecans. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
It's Friday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpinville. A first look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Let's talk high school football. The Bryan Vikings will take the long bus ride across the other side of Houston to League City tomorrow night to open their 2011 season against Clear Springs. While it's the first game for the Vikings, Clear Springs will be trying to bounce back from a 20-point loss to Pearland Dawson last Friday. Bryan coach Bob Villard says it's time to kick this thing off.
Right now we're needing to play. We've practiced a lot, trying to get through the weather and the heat and all that kind of stuff. We kind of need the temperature to go down and us to get on the football field against another opponent so we can further evaluate where we are. I think we've had good practices. I think the kids have responded well. To find out where we stand, we need to go play a good football team, and we have that opportunity Saturday.
You'll be able to hear the game on 1150 AM The Zone tomorrow night and at BrazosFootball.com. The Rutter Rangers are back at Merrill Green Stadium for a second straight Friday night, looking to go 2-0 when they host Leander Rouse tonight. Rouse started its season with a 21-0 win over Liberty Hill, while Rutter got a comeback win over Taylor last week. We'll broadcast the game on 1150 AM The Zone tonight and at BrazosFootball.com. RazzisFootball.com. Coach C.M. Peer talking about Rouse, a team only in its second season, another young program.
Yeah, it's a very similar situation. They started out from scratch. Coach Mann has done a good job of building that program. They got a lot of kids in the program, you know, over in Leander. You know, they're in a good football town. So they will come in ready to play.
A&M Consolidated Tigers look to go 1-1 when they take a road trip tonight to the Berry Center to meet Cy Woods. It's somewhat of a homecoming for new Consol coach David Raphael, and certainly one for his offensive coordinator Brian Cope. Raphael came from Cy Falls, and Cope was an assistant at Cy Woods last year. Now, the kickoff tonight for that Consol game, make note of this, is 7 p.m., not your normal 7:30 Friday night start. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. You can hear the game right here on 1620 with the pregame starting at 6:30 tonight and at BrazosFootball.com. Also, we'll broadcast tonight, of course, Navasota at Willis as the Rattlers try to go to 2-0. You'll hear that on 1550 AM in Grimes County and on BrazosFootball.com. And St. Joseph, the Eagles, will host Katy West tonight in their home opener. You can hear that on Aggie Catholic Radio 96.9 and, you guessed it, BrazosFootball.com. One concern the Aggies have on offense is what happens if quarterback Ryan Tannehill were to go out with an injury. It does happen, you know, like to Stephen McGee a couple of years ago when Gerard Johnson took over. Well, backing up Tannehill are two redshirt freshmen, Jameel Showers and Matt Jokel, and one true freshman, Johnny Manziel. Mike Sherman was asked who's the number two quarterback, and that's been decided.
For this game, it'll be Jameel Showers will be the backup quarterback. And I think we have three backups. I think they're all capable, you know, Jokel and Manziel as well. But if Ryan were to go down in this ball game, Jameel Showers would end up playing this game.
So what stood out about Showers?
I think they all understand the offense pretty well. Jameel, I thought, when the play broke down, made some plays with his feet. And was able to extend the play and create time to allow us an opportunity to get another play.
Aggies and SMU kick off Sunday at 6:30. Some 1,400 more tickets to the SMU game are available this morning for students to buy. After yesterday's regular student ticket pool, that's how many remain, and they'll be available starting at 8 a.m. this morning at the ticket office at Kyle Field. They'll be sold on a first-come, first-served basis. Students with football passes can get their tickets, and those without passes can buy them for $25 each. Aggie volleyball team passed its first road test of the year last night. They beat the host team Portland at the Portland Nike Tournament in four games. Kelsey Black with 19 kills. They'll take on Butler today. And the Aggie soccer team will try to clean up a 1-3 start when they host Dartmouth tonight at 6:30 at Ellis Field. That's your first look at sports. We'll have more next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 6:56. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Aggie women won the national championship. The Aggie men made a sixth consecutive trip to the NCAA tournament. Prepare yourself now for another Aggie basketball experience at Reed Arena. Reserve your seats now by calling toll-free 1-888-99-AGGIE, the local number 845-2311, or go to AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. Aggie basketball, an experience that will last a lifetime.
Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $15 on any of the hundreds of laptop or netbook batteries we carry, which means you won't have to worry about your laptop losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Now through September 30th, receive $15 off select laptop batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive.
For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete nutrition. Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Should be roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Okay.
Stop by.
WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Gulf Coast bracing for a soaker of a storm.
It's kind of depressing because we know that the water's going to get up and, of course, the wind's going to pick up.
What could become Tropical Storm Lee could dump a foot of rain or more this weekend from Louisiana to Mississippi to Alabama. New flash flooding in Vermont. After more heavy rain, two workers repairing a bridge from Irene's devastation needed to be rescued. Nearly a million homes and businesses still without power from that storm down to North Carolina. The earth quaked this morning in Alaska, a powerful 7.1 magnitude off the coast.
Due to that earthquake, we've issued a tsunami warning.
Paul Whitmore, director of the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, says the area under alert is a sparsely populated part of the Aleutian Islands in the east. A new report says nuclear power plants are more at risk from earthquakes than previously thought. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
At risk more than 24 times higher in one case, according to government numbers that were analyzed by the Associated Press. The source of the numbers, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, says more than two dozen nuke plants around the country just might need modifications to make them safer. Now, last week's mid-Atlantic quake shook two plants in Virginia far beyond what they were built to sustain, and those two plants remain shut down today, Dave, pending more inspections.
Rich, a warning from the UN now about Libya that a humanitarian crisis is looming. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin was just in Tripoli, now here live.
Yeah, that crisis stemming from lack of bread, medicines, and running water, so says the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Tripoli. But he says...
This country has the resources, so we view the humanitarian situation a need as being short-term.
Panos Mountsis in Paris today. Libya's new leaders discussing how to spend billions of dollars now being unfrozen. And meanwhile, Muammar Gaddafi, in an audio message, is defiant, saying tribes in Libya will soon unleash an insurgency. Dave.
Now, Alistair, how's the job market? We'll get an update this hour, last month's employment report. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rent. Checks.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Christfest rocks Aggieland September 3rd. Cutlass. Robbie Seaband. Andy Melvin and the Unlikely Sons. Help support the Central Texas Orphan Mission Alliance. Christfest rocks! September 3rd at Wolf Pin Creek Amphitheater. Visit ChristFest.org for more information.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local game day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone. Listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast, enjoy the game, then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's. We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It is 77 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today of about 100. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A week has gone by since Bryan City Council told voters they will get to decide whether to sell the municipal golf course and suggest whether Briarcrest Country Club should be purchased. Mayor Jason Byinski says there's not a standing offer to buy the city park property contingent on voter approval, at least not yet.
Doesn't mean that the day after the election it's closed down and never opened again, or concrete starts laying on it. I mean, they've had, you know, on a yearly basis, there are always several entities that are always wanting to look at opportunities there on that golf course. So it just enables the council and the city in the future, if the council so chooses, to dispose, sell, lease, of that property.
Byinski sees the possibility of selling the city park, using some of that money to buy Briarcrest and applying the rest toward other parks and recreation projects.
I've talked to a lot of people that would like an indoor water park or an outdoor water park, nanatorium, you know, peewee football fields on the west side of town, soccer fields in central part of town, and, you know, and there's lots, you know, splash pads and additional parks in other areas, and that would be wonderful if we can go in and do some additional projects.
Byinski, who is involved in real estate but is not a certified appraiser, estimates the value of the municipal course and surrounding park property between $3 and $9 million. The state legislature may pass the law that's supposed to start September 1st, but there's at least one of the more than 700 new laws not in effect. Brazos County Tax Assessor-Collector Christine Rowe says regulators have gone as far as proposing what might be allowed as acceptable photo identification when doing business related to motor vehicle registration.
What will happen is the proposed rules will be posted in the state register. Anyone can make a comment, talk about the proposed documents that they're going to accept or proposed to accept. And once they have gone through that process and the board makes a decision, then once they vote on that, yes, it'll be effective right then.
The board governing the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles is scheduled to take final action in October. Proposed language is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Weather officials say estimates show Texas just finished its hottest summer on record and could soon hold that spot nationally. The National Weather Service says that when official numbers are tallied next week, Texas or Oklahoma will come in as having the hottest summer ever recorded in the U.S. Estimates show Texas temperatures in June through August averaged 86.7 degrees, topping the previous record of 84.3 set in 1980 and tied in 1998. Taken together, the four largest Texas cities have had 232 days of more than 100-degree weather since June 1st. As if there's not enough pressure already during a high school student's freshman year, the state of Texas has now added to that load. This is the first year of mandated end-of-course testing. College Station ISD's Chuck Linwinkle says it will apply this year to freshman-level courses.
This is a little bit of a wrinkle that the state threw us that all school districts had to work through, but by state law, the end-of-course exam has to count for 15% of your grade for the course. You know, we've had to develop and tweak our grading guidelines a little bit because, you know, these exams are given probably 3 to 4 weeks before the end of school.
Teachers and counselors also had to address what students will be taught for the last month of the semester after the state test is given.
We'll still have class the last 3 weeks of school. There'll be a test at the end of those last 3 or 4 weeks that's going to cover the material that was taught in those prior 3 to 4 weeks, and most likely that information that's learned in the last 3 to 4 weeks will help prepare the students to get ready for the next course that they're going to take the following year.
The new state test will eventually affect all high school students. And diminishing chances of rain this holiday weekend mean rising chances of fires. Bryan Fire Marshal William Bow says wherever you may use fire to make sure you have plenty of water available. And for anyone who's just moved here and might be living in a multiple housing or multiple unit housing, there are regulations on outdoor cooking.
There is code rules in College Station and Bryan both as far as the multifamily housing, the apartment complexes and condos, that they cannot store or use barbecues on or under the balconies, first floor or higher floors.
Bounce advises anyone living in single-family homes to follow those same recommendations. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone. I can't believe they don't have a phone.
We're here for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 712. Let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We're keeping an eye on that tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico, but it looks like it will mainly affect Louisiana and Mississippi as we go through the weekend and early next week. And as far as we're concerned, though, well, just mostly sunny through today and temperatures a bit over 100. Tonight, generally clear skies and mid-70s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun and mostly in the mid-90s, back in the middle 70s at night. We may see, though, some scattered showers by Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with high temperatures around 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Coach David Raphael of the A&M Consolidated Tigers came from the Cy Fair ISD from Cy Falls. Tonight he'll go back there to take on Cy Woods at the Berry Center. We'll hear from him. We'll also hear more from Coach Bob Ballard. High school football, it's week one,
woo-hoo!
But week two for some of the teams. We'll talk about that. Aggie ball and more coming up in sports.
I'm just hoping we have another repeat like Fort Davis and Robert Lee last weekend.
What happened?
That
thing
was 56-54.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
that's
you can't beat that.
That'll run off your play-by-play sheet
pretty,
right there.
Pretty,
no kidding.
Pretty good stuff.
And yeah.
Then,
so was it 56? Well, like, was a field goal win it? You know?
No, I'm not sure. Huh? I wasn't there.
Okay.
I think they play six-man ball.
They do.
Yeah.
See, now, but there
they kicked field goals over.
There was an upset last weekend, too, because Motley County beat Garden City.
Get out of here.
Garden City's the defending state champion is all I'm saying.
Man.
They lost 50-44, and it makes me think of that opening scene in Last Picture Show where Anarene got beat, and those boys can't even go to the diner in the morning.
That's right. Can't show your face.
I'm thinking that Garden City on Saturday morning was not a good place to be after Motley County put it on them, because Garden City figured that they were going to be pretty good.
Everybody knows nothing but trash lives in Motley County anyway.
Yeah, well, no, Garden City's rebuilding. You know, they had a bunch of D1 kids, you know, Scott.
They're
factory.
I'm saying they were preseason number three.
That's the media. What do they know?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Why would they ever know anything about that? Some of the other scores, though, Mullen beat Oglesby 85-40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. And you think that's something.
How'd the TMI Panthers do? Do you know?
I'll check, but I don't
know. My alma mater.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was tight end. Caught one ball.
I don't think we asked.
I know. Okay. But I'll go on.
All right.
Oh, we know.
But talking about...
Wait a second. Wow.
Is
this coming from the guy that I thought I heard yawn a second ago during the...
My mic was on. I'm sorry. And I turned it off immediately. I was embarrassed.
One of the other things that you wonder about is looking at the six-man scores from last week. Petersburg beat Happy.
I'm going to start yawning here.
49-0.
I bet that game was over at halftime.
Yeah.
Did you know if they get up by 45 by halftime, it's over.
And the sad news is that number one, Borden County, that was number one preseason, lost the first week, 38-26.
Did you?
But we finish it off.
So did you get some bad show prep in there?
No. But we finish it off.
So you're on a six-man football kick, huh?
Excuse me, how much publicity do they get?
Good for you.
But the best one...
Well, we could have called Coach Grimes up in Calvert and had him on.
Could have done that. San Antonio Castle Heights defeated San Antonio the Winston.
Mm-hmm.
The Winston?
Winston. Tastes good. Yeah. Tastes good like a cigarette
That's
should.
It.
Yeah.
109-105.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
The defensive coordinators were reassigned.
Yeah, don't you know?
That's right. They're now teaching history too. Yeah.
The All Street Insurance.
Well, but mm-hmm. You know, the one year that I had the awesome privilege of doing Brenham Cub football.
Yeah.
They played one of the Houston schools, Houston Reagan. That's what it was. They played Houston Reagan at the Astrodome. It was 71-0 Brenham.
Mm.
And I called that game by myself.
Doing stats?
Pretty much doing recipes by the time that thing was over.
You were talked out there.
I was done.
Yeah.
I was done.
Yeah. The ATM machine, the first one was installed in 1969 on this date in history. Yeah, we're done. Yeah,
I love this part.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I saw that date this morning. I went, I really wasn't exactly sure when it happened, but I thought that's a long time ago, you know? And how did you school people in doing that, and did they really trust putting their card into that little slot and knowing they'd get it back and all that? I mean, it had to be a learning curve there. But,
well, and how many people had cards?
Sure.
Yeah.
Rockville Center, Long Island. Those people up there in New York get all that neat stuff first. Anyway, I was saying the Allstate Insurance Company out with their 7th annual Safest Driving Report. Safest Driving Report. Fort Collins, Colorado. There, drivers go an average of 14 years between accidents and are almost 29% less likely than the national average to even have a wreck. I mean, do you think that they have those rolling speed bumps like we've been talking about? You know, people driving right there at the speed limit. And again, what if your child has had two accidents in a year? I mean, you'll be chased from the city. Hello?
Hello, how are you doing this morning?
Well, you know, it's Friday, and we got inside work, so yeah, mm-hmm. It's okay.
Well, you know, I remember when the first automatic teller came out over at and where I used to live. We used to call it the ugly teller. Now, nowadays, you call them that, you end up getting slapped.
Yeah.
Kind of had to make some turns, but he got there eventually.
That's right.
Second safest city is Boise, Idaho. Third is Lincoln, Nebraska. Fourth is Chandler, Arizona. Nowhere in Texas listed in this top ten.
Really?
Yeah, well, we drive like hellions, so, you know. America's most dangerous drivers live in Washington, D.C. One big reason may well be because so many D.C. residents only live there for a few years, and they never really learn the city. This is a tough city to drive in. There's no doubt. If you've ever had to drive in Washington, D.C., the streets all go like northeast, southwest, you know, just they don't have any good. I know that the guy who laid out the city thought he did a great job, but for driving, it's pretty awful, as a matter of fact. How's this make you feel today? About half of all U.S. Americans will experience some kind of mental health problem in their lifetime. Some of us sooner than others. The report from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, again, they want to get one more thing out there for us today, make us feel how unhealthy we are. About 25% of adult Americans reported a serious mental illness. Laura Eros of the CDC tells Healthy Daily News that it's not clear why so many Americans are suffering from mental illness, but that it is an issue that needs to be addressed. Okay, we'll get Congress on that right away. How about a Dan Aykroyd Ghostbuster story? I'm just trying to see if you guys like any of this stuff.
I've been waiting. Yeah, can we go back to high school football?
Yeah, really?
Okay, I'll save Dan Aykroyd for you till later. How's that?
I just listen until I hear something that interests me. 70, I'm like a listener.
I was going to say.
72 to nothing, huh, Chase? Yeah.
It's 71.
Oh, 71 to nothing?
71.
So were there players scoring that weren't even on the roster by the time?
Oh, yeah.
So you were like saying, well, there goes number 72 going to score now, right?
There's somebody I don't even recognize.
Here's an alert from the folks over at NASA. Remember NASA, standing for We're Still Relevant? We're Still Relevant. They want to remind everybody that Apollo 18, that thriller that is out in movies this weekend, NASA would like to remind you that it's a fake.
Oh, yeah. Just in case.
Yeah, well, you never know. There are people out there who think that the moon landing was, too. Despite what the producers want you to think, that Apollo 18 happened but turned into a real-life horror film, there was no Apollo 18. A NASA spokesperson said this week, Apollo 18 is not a documentary. The film is a work of fiction, and we always knew that. Well, of course, they did. We were minimally involved in this movie. We never saw a rough cut. The idea of portraying the Apollo 18 mission as authentic is simply a marketing ploy, kind of like, and he mentioned it, the Blair Witch Project, which I just saw about a month ago.
Oh, for the first time?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I mean, it was available.
Daddy, I think this is real. Those poor kids.
No, I didn't say that. But anyway,
really?
Really what?
You just now watched the Blair Witch Project?
I mean, I'd heard a lot about it.
That's right. Sound of Music's next on his list.
No, yeah.
Now, come on.
That's right.
No, I'm just telling you.
I don't know
you.
If you've heard or not, but that book that Maggie Mitchell wrote, they made a movie out of that.
That's right.
Really? Did they?
Yeah. I won't check her out.
Yeah. That's right.
Gone with the Breeze, huh?
Yeah.
Tumbling Weed or something.
Oh, all right. That's fine. Anyway, now, we had this discussion, I guess, earlier during the legislative session about go ahead. You better make fun of me. That's fine.
I will.
Yeah,
drop of a hat.
Like it's ever stopped you before.
That's right. So we've had this little problem, this little dust up between the state of Texas and Amazon, you know, because they've got a facility here. And the idea about us being able to collect taxes. And what Amazon promised to do, you know, is create X number of jobs in Texas if we wouldn't pass legislation to tax them. Well, now they're doing the exact same thing in California. They're promising to hire 7,000 people in the state, but California has already passed a law that they're going to start collecting taxes on stuff that Amazon sells in California. Now, the reason I mention this is because they believe that they can stop it. They're out there trying to collect signatures on a petition to put it on the ballot so that they can overturn this. What they are hoping is they want California to nullify that law, at least until January 2014, giving Congress time to come up with a federal law nationwide that if you buy something on the Internet, you'll end up paying taxes for it. And again, for all the stuff we talk about, balanced budget and all the garbage we went through in D.C., the fact that they have not even mentioned putting a tax on Internet-purchased items, I find fascinating. So, as we've said so many times, watch what goes on in California, because it can happen other places.
But they can sign a petition to keep from paying taxes?
They're going to sign a petition to try to overturn the law that is already in place. That's what I'm saying, is California has passed the law.
Why hadn't we all gotten together and done that for the income tax? Huh? I'll vote.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sign me up.
I mean, you know, I'll sign a petition. I'll pull over to the side of the road and get underneath your tent and sign a petition for that.
I bet everybody would.
Yeah.
We're
not even talking about annexing anything.
That's right.
Mr. Turbyville, we'd like to have a word with you, please. You really think that you should undermine the federal government by doing
well,
that?
Well, no. I just think there's other ways to fund things. Yeah. You know, ask Mr. Bork's good old fighting Texas.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, but I'm just, I'm
he's
just
written
saying.
About a book or ten about that, hasn't
he? Yep. Okay, here we go. I was kind of trying to save this for you, but it's okay. Today, when somebody tells you to get up off the couch, a new study suggests it's okay to be mostly lazy.
Well, sounds like a weather forecast.
Boy. Yeah, not really.
Yeah, boy, after 63 years, I'm finally validated here. That's
the
good.
Study says that people who walk or jog for just a couple of hours each week
could die doing that.
Are, right. No,
get hit by a bus.
They are at a lower risk of heart disease than those who don't exercise at all. So, as always, no matter how sedentary you are, you're going to be able to find some other tub of goo who's less active than you. So you can go, well, look, at least I'm more active than they are.
Yeah.
So here's the new study to back it up. So at least what you need to do is go ahead and get a pedometer and see how far it is to the fridge.
Oh, yeah. You checking your pedometer? Ah, eight. That's good.
Eight steps.
Yeah. I'm going to make that 16. I'm heading back to the couch.
That's right.
Chase.
I'm out of breath.
Chase has in his mind right now a verbal picture that I gave him yesterday. Some people will have to rest against the door frame on the way to the kitchen because it's just too far.
Well, that bowl of Mellorine can get heavy, too. You know?
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more. Well, not quite as pleasant this morning as it has been the last few days, and there is still a slight chance of showers in the forecast over the weekend. 100 for a high temperature today, about 76 for a low tonight. Going to do the same thing tomorrow with a 20% chance of rain. Continue to have a 20% chance of rain on Sunday as well. And at least they're calling for a high that would be below 100, right at 99. But the difference does come on Labor Day. It looks like a high of only 92 and a low of 66 on Monday. So let's hope. Right now the winds are out of the northeast at 5. We've got relative humidity of 76%. Fair skies and 80 degrees.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Half Price Books is celebrating Labor Day through Monday, September 5th with their extra 20% off everything sale. Hurry in. Don't miss it. More at HP.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, New Jersey has made enormous strides under Governor Chris Christie, but if you think liberalism's been defeated, think again. Here's a case in point, a new statewide law targeting school bullies. Under the law, a bully who can earn that label simply by cutting into the school lunch line can be reported to the cops by classmates using the anonymous Crime Stoppers hotline. No potential for abuse there, folks. In elementary schools, kindergartners on up will spend 6 class periods learning the difference between telling on their fellow students and tattling on them. Yeah, the difference between becoming a state-sponsored snitch and a private sector snitch. High school students will be told that if they see bullying, they must butt in because there are no innocent bystanders. New Jersey's anti-bullying Bill of Rights requires all public schools to implement comprehensive anti-bullying policies. There are pages and pages of them. Each school must employ an anti-bullying specialist to investigate complaints. Each district must employ an anti-bullying coordinator. And the state education department must document results on its website. Educators who fail to comply could lose their licenses. Now, within a generation of liberals insisting it's inhumane to spank or even discipline young kids, bullies have apparently taken over the schools to the extent that police must arrest students cutting lunch lines and kindergarten kids go to snitch class. Let's face facts. State legislators who were bullied, the schools are so chickified it'll be years, if ever, before they're liberated from liberals.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
How do I love e-values? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day e-value savings celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with e-values all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 77 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Much more information will be released before Bryan voters decide in November whether to sell the municipal golf course and at least give non-binding approval to buying Briarcrest Country Club. Mayor Jason Bayinski visiting about the special questions the week after City Council approval says it's about more than just the money.
We may try to get some numbers. Basically that property's worth what someone's willing to pay and sure. What the city's willing to sell it for. But it's beyond just money. You know, we've got to make sure it's a proper fit for that location mm-hmm. and that it's going to be a good thing for the city of Bryan. And so, you know, that's not something that we're discussing at this moment. We don't have proposals that we're vying through at this point. We just know there's a lot of folks that have approached the city that would like that opportunity in the future.
The mayor, who is involved in real estate but is not a certified appraiser, has an estimated value of the city course and surrounding park property.
Just from my professional opinion, put a price on it. I think anywhere from $3 to $9 million. It just depends on, how it's developed and, you know, what uses become of it, whether it's retail or office, whether it's the next grocery store, whether it's the next Blinn College campus, whether it's another campus. There's been other institutions that have talked about locating there outside of Bryan College Station.
It will be a binding vote expanding the land use at the municipal course, but it's a non-binding vote on whether the city buys Briarcrest. Nearly 2 feet of rain could drench parts of the Gulf Coast from Mississippi to the Louisiana-Texas border thanks to a tropical depression southwest of the Louisiana coast. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center says the slow-moving storm could bring lots of rain to some areas.
It will gradually strengthen into a tropical storm, possibly as early as later today. The system is currently nearly stationary, And we expect that by the weekend, the center of the system will be approaching the Louisiana coast.
A tropical storm warning has been issued for the Louisiana Gulf Coast. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the storm will bring much, if any, rain to our area. More than 700 new laws in Texas were supposed to take effect Thursday. At least one hasn't because the rules have not yet been written. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christine Rowe says the State Department of Motor Vehicles has written but has not approved what forms of photo identification are acceptable when doing registrations and related business.
The rules aren't in place yet, so until that happens, we're not going to be asking for that information in the tax office. We really expect it to be probably a couple of months at least down the road, if not the first of the year, before you have to start coming up with a form of photo ID to register and title a vehicle.
The proposed language is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. The board governing the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles is scheduled to take final action in October. High school freshmen around Texas will take an additional test this year. College Station ISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the state-mandated end-of-course exam will eventually impact all high school students. The new test, which counts for 15% of a student's final grade, means the district had to change their grading guidelines.
I could go talk about this all day, about how the grading guidelines, about how the 15% is going to affect whether you get course credit or you have to retake the exam, or if it brings your average down to 68, will you still get course credit? Do you still have to take the exam? There's all types of different scenarios out there, but we've got those outlined. Our counselors are well-versed in it, and they'll be able to help the students and the parents muddle through all of that.
A further confusion, the state's exam is given 3 to 4 weeks before the end of the course and the teacher's final test. Glenwinkle says teachers and counselors have developed what will happen the rest of the semester. Enjoying the Labor Day holiday weekend means taking extra precautions. Bryan Fire Marshal William Bouse tells those living in single-family homes, keep your outdoor cooking far away from structures and have a water source nearby just in case.
If you own your own home, you, of course, have more rights to use it where you want, but the guideline is that you definitely want to step away from the house a good ways. We usually say a 10 feet minimum, and you don't want to do it under your back porch or your patio or on a wooden deck. We've lost, in my time with the marshal's office, we've lost houses to all of those type of things. It will get you a citation if you do it in an apartment complex.
Bouse also reminds anyone headed to area lakes to stay well hydrated and avoid drinking and boating. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 77 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
So many things going on at Suddenlink for you to be able to take advantage of because savings days are going on. You know, Suddenlink home phone service, $25 per month for up to 5 years when you bundle. That's awfully easy. You can save up to $360. You get to keep your current phone number as well, plus you'll get popular calling features like call waiting and caller ID, and there's unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling. Also, you can get $20 a month high-speed internet and advanced digital TV for $26 a month when you bundle from Suddenlink. And then sports season, of course, the NFL. Call today and you can get the NFL Network. And if you really like the NFL, you don't want to miss a minute of the action, find out about the NFL Red Zone. You're going, well, I would like to. Well, guess what? Suddenlink is having a free view of NFL Red Zone coming up on Sunday, September the 11th, from 12 noon until about 6:15. And just go to suddenlink.com and check on your channel lineup and watch all the action. That's NFL Red Zone goes around. You see every NFL game that's going on Sunday afternoon, deliver all the touchdowns, all the exciting moments. You can see that. And again, that will be a free view for you so you can see exactly what the NFL Red Zone's all about from Suddenlink on September the 11th. If you want some more information, the number to call is 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We're keeping an eye on that tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico, but it looks like it will mainly affect Louisiana and Mississippi as we go through the weekend and early next week. And as far as we're concerned, though, well, just mostly sunny through today and temperatures a bit over 100. Tonight, generally clear skies and mid-70s. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun and mostly in the mid-90s, back in the middle 70s at night. We may see, though, some scattered showers by Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with high temperatures around 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Rangers won last night, so did the Angels. So the Rangers lead the AL West still by 3.5. Just 24 games left to play in the regular season. Baseball is wrapping up. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a lot about high school football and the Aggies kickoff on Sunday. All that and more coming up in sports.
And remember last year, that's pretty exciting when A&M and Arkansas mm-hmm. were playing football over there at Bazillion Dollar Jerry World.
Right.
And right there next door, they're playing, still playing baseball.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Yeah. That's right. They were playing in the American League Championship.
Was kind of fun.
Yeah, because I think both events got out at about the same time, as I recall.
Football game got out first because I was watching the basketball game the baseball game, and it was funny. After the A&M Arkansas game was over, you start to see Rangers ballpark getting populated more and more with people in maroon shirts.
I remember when I left that football stadium. It was the first time I'd been to that football stadium, and I knew which lot I was in, but I didn't know where it was when I walked out of the stadium.
Collin County.
Yeah, so I asked one of the. I had nice parking, let's say that. But I asked one of the attendants, I said, okay, which way is lot, double G? And she said, that way. So I went that way. Well, she meant the other way. So I did a lap around Cowboys Stadium. That was a lot of fun.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I went all the way around.
And again, if anybody hasn't been to that stadium, mm-hmm. really, I don't know what the traffic will be like after the game on Sunday, but it won't be anything like that. Just because, because pretty much when you get out of the parking lot at Kyle.
Right.
You can get going someplace. I mean,
exactly.
I think I was 20 minutes before I was going more than 30 miles an hour. I mean, it's crazy up there. I mean, if you want to do that, then that's great. We want you to, but wow.
And complimenting Texas A&M, and I'm sure there's people that have their own horror stories on that. But you talk about, 80,000 people leaving, mostly at the same time, from a stadium that has no big freeways around it and stuff like that. It's a pretty efficient deal that they've got going, I think, don't you?
What, here?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty efficient deal.
When you can leave, and as you said, no major freeways or anything like that, when you can leave, and frankly, let's talk about what really matters, and that's how long does it take me to get home?
Exactly.
when I can be home, and now that I've switched parking, it takes me longer to get home, but I can still be home in usually 30, maybe 45 minutes.
Right. Right. I leave about an hour after the game, and it takes me about 20 minutes. So,
for anybody who's and again, think about this, please. For anybody who lives south of 2818, if you've used Welborn Road before to get there, going up by the Bushatorium and that way, consider that's going to be a real. I think it's going to be a real problem this first time.
Well, people are going to be confused, especially people coming in from Houston that use Welborn to get into the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be.
Because they may not have been here since last year. Yeah. And when they get there.
Just remember to get on 2818, go under the bridge and turn right.
Yeah.
There you go. That's your clue.
It's to go down Texas Avenue and turn left and don't even be near that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's another story. Hello?
College Station Police Department Motor Division is responsible for getting everybody off campus. They do a great job.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. There you go. Just as long as Chase said, just so we can get
home. Yeah, I really don't care what time you get home.
Yeah, we're hoping.
I care what time I get home.
Yeah, hoping for the best. Hey, I'll text you.
Yeah, you'll be home before I will.
Yeah, because I get that first elevator.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I've seen you knock old ladies out of the way.
Yeah, you go down with the assistant.
Excuse me, coming through.
Scott goes down with the assistant coaches, I believe.
You know? I think so.
Yeah,
he'd go down with the media at 6 minutes left in the game if he could.
Yeah, give him a wireless mic.
All right, here you go. Burt Reynolds has told OK Magazine, I know because
I'm still alive.
Yeah. He says he never had a facelift.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Bert, who is now 75, admits he did have eye surgery back in the mid-80s. But it was because, quote, for one, I almost went blind because I got black powder in my eye. Also, I had terrible sacs under my eyes from many fist fights. My eyes were not in form anymore, and so I had that corrected. But he said, no facelift. By the way, didn't talk about his hairpiece either.
Yeah, really.
I am just how you see me. I am exactly the way you think I am. Yeah, okay, fine. So we have a little thing here on tailgating since you know, the football game does include that for a good number of people.
Mm-hmm.
And repeating what Mike Caruso said, if you go and you cook out, go ahead and take a fire extinguisher with you.
Yeah.
Howsomever, don't use it if you don't have to, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, okay. No practical joking with it.
We don't need to be doing that. Sure, look at that, man. But I'm sure it'll happen anyway.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be places where you can fill up your water bottle. You can bring in a water bottle of any size. Is that right?
Right? Yeah,
does that include a dolly with a 5-gallon jug?
I guess so. Yeah.
Set it in the aisle. That would be perfect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. My wife will be along. She's carrying the 5-gallon jug.
Right, right.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah, pick it up.
Ah, dollar waiting on a dime here.
Right. You think that's heavy or something?
You get too far behind me, text. I won't know where you are.
That's my wife sloshing back there behind us. Yeah.
But apparently you'll be able to take in a water container of some reasonable size and you'll be able to fill it up, which is a good thing. That's good for them to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And since again kicking off at 6:30, it won't be warm.
Oh no.
No,
it'll be hot.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good point.
Well,
it won't be warm.
Well, go outside tonight at 6:30 and you get an idea what it's going to be. I guess,
think
right?
So.
Yeah.
I think that's probably right. 70-year-old doctor has become the oldest person to swim the English Channel. Did you hear me? I said 70.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be doing at 70?
Watching people swim the English Channel.
Roger Alsop set a new world record for 71-year-olds.
Now, what could that be? What was it like?
Yeah.
2 days? I mean.
Yeah. What was it? The month of August?
But that's always important. That's always important is find a record that you can beat.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that you may be able to keep for a while and then go for it. Oh, newsflash. Wait, here we go. Here's a study for you. College students are not getting enough sleep.
How much we pay for that one?
Yeah, that's right.
University.
Nor radio guys.
Yeah, because let's see. And today would be a good example because you know last night was the first Thursday of the new semester, right?
Yes, it's true.
And it's a game weekend, so the partying started last night.
Of course.
Right.
And I just wonder what the concentration or the percentage of absences is at those 8 o'clock that are about to start here in 15 minutes.
Oh
well,
yeah.
They're freshmen, too.
That's right.
You know, because there aren't any seniors who have 8 o'clock lessons.
No,
yeah,
no.
They're
right.
Freshmen.
But no, all the freshmen will be there because they don't drink.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, what they're finding...
Almost kept a straight face.
Yeah, you did. And actually, what they may be finding is that they realize which bus stops actually point to the east. You know, which ones you have to be looking into the sun waiting on the bus to show up, and you're going, man, this sucks. Anyway, this is from the University of Arizona. The researchers say that college freshmen are not getting enough sleep. There was one useful side to the study. Apparently, college kids think their sleep is better than it is. Oh, is that right? Better than it is. Because, I mean, going ahead and crashing at 3:30 in the morning is a smart thing when you have an 8 o'clock class.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City man, we've talked about this, and somebody finally did it. An Oklahoma City man says that he was doing a good deed when he was arrested and cited for mowing his yard and a neighbor's yard last Friday morning at 4:30. Well, look, I mean, it's hot out there.
Yeah.
Phil Ray Gage.
Philip Ray.
Is that one word?
No.
Phil Ray?
No. It at least has a space in it here. Phil Ray Gage was arrested on a complaint of disturbing the peace after a neighbor called police to report him for mowing at 4:30. But again, I mean, if that's when it's reasonable, and you're gonna have to weed eat after that.
Yeah,
I mean,
and get the blower out.
Yeah. But most of all, the blower you got to do that.
We've
talked about it.
The edger kicking up some sparks.
Yeah. Right, weed up against that wooden fence next to your
neighbor.
When a senior loses their spouse, mealtime can become the loneliest time of the day. I'm David Guest with Homestead Senior Care. Research shows that for almost half of seniors living alone, lack of companionship at mealtime is the greatest obstacle to good nutritional health. That's why we launched the Craving Companionship Program. It's designed to promote healthy aging and good nutrition by keeping seniors socially connected at mealtime. To learn more, go to homeinstead.com/BCS, and you'll find out why at Homeinstead, to us, it's personal.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
Derek Redmond was an international track and field star with 3 gold medals to his name, but he's best known for a race he didn't win. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, Derek Redmond was favored to win the 400 meters, having set the world record in the event a few years before. But halfway through the race, he suffered a severe pulled hamstring and fell to the track. By the time he got to his feet, the race was over. Although devastated, Redmond staggered toward the finish line anyway, brushing away Olympic officials who tried to lead him off the track. If this were your son, what would you do? Cheer him toward the finish line from your place in the stands? Look on in silence? Or maybe watching the death of your son's dream would cause a part of you to die as well? Derek Redmond's father did none of these. Instead, he burst from the stands and ran to his son on the track. Then, with his son leaning on his shoulders, they walked together, arm in arm, to the finish line. One of the tough parts of being a parent is knowing we can't rescue our children from every difficulty in life. Sometimes the pain they suffer has to be theirs. In those times, what we can do is walk with them in their suffering and see them through it. Even if the burden is theirs to carry, they don't have to face it alone. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of Select Bare, Martha Stewart Living, and Glidden paints and stains. So this weekend can be the weekend your dining room goes dramatic. Your deck looks years younger, or your living room just looks a lot better. Finding a new favorite color has never been easier. With $5 off our best brands of paints and stains. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Mail-in rebate through September 7th, U.S. only. Void where prohibited.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports on this Friday morning, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, let's talk Aggies first. No doubt that SMU will be a good test for the Aggies, especially the Mustangs' spread offense against the Aggie defense. Mike Sherman knows that that's just one reason that this game is no gimme for Texas A&M.
So, I mean, they have some good dimensions. You know, they're like us. They have some pretty good receivers. They have a good running game, and they have a very experienced offensive line. They have about 158 career starts amongst them, more than anybody in the country. So it's a good group coming back.
Sherman and SMU coach June Jones don't have a lot of history with each other, but he respects what Jones has done in Dallas.
He's a great guy. He's good for college football. What he's done at SMU is phenomenal. He's got his kids playing fast and aggressive, and they do an excellent job with what they do. And they're a good football team. Make no mistake about it.
A&M and the Mustangs renew the old Southwest Conference rivalry, playing each other for the 78th time. It'll be Sunday at 6:30. You'll be able to hear the game, of course, right here on 1620. The broadcasting all starts with the Fan Zone show at 3:30. All right, high school football tonight, just about everywhere you look. A&M Consolidated Tigers will go on the road looking for their first victory of the year to the Berry Center to meet Cy Woods, kind of a homecoming for new Consol coach David Raffield, and certainly one for his offensive coordinator Brian Cope. Raffield came from the Cy Fair ISD. He was at Cy Falls, and Cope was an assistant at Cy Woods last year. Raphael talks about Cy Woods, a young program.
Been around now for, I guess, 4 years of varsity football, 5 years. They play very sound technique. They've got tremendous coaching staff. They've had huge numbers in their program. So they field all five teams for 10 games a year. And they've developed high quality kids at every position.
And if you go into the game, boy, the Berry Center, if you've never been there, it's a real palace.
I'm excited. It's a really nice facility. It's one of the finest high school facilities in the country. It seems as though everybody who plays there enjoys it. It's a great atmosphere. I hope we have a good crowd.
Now, if you go into the game, make note of this now. The kickoff for this Friday night game is at 7 o'clock, not your normal 7:30. You can hear the game right here on 1620 WTAW. Our broadcast will start at 6:30, also at BrazosFootball.com. Brian, Vikings are on a long bus ride to the other side of Houston to League City tomorrow night to open their 2011 season against Clear Springs. It's the first game for the Vikings. Clear Springs are trying to bounce back from a 20-point loss to Parolin Dawson last Friday night. Coach Bob Ballard talking about the Clear Springs defense.
Yeah, they're going to fly around. I mean, their head coach is defense-based, and that's his deal. They're very proud of what they do defensively, and they're going to line up and give you a couple fronts and a couple different fronts, and they're going to come after you and get after you hard. They're going to press the line of scrimmage and make running football difficult. And so, they're a good football team, and they got kids. Their kids play extremely hard on defense. I'm not sure that they have the talent and ability that they had a year ago. They had six, at times 61 kids on their defense a year ago. Two went to A&M, one went to LSU.
7:30 start on that one. You'll be able to hear it on 11:50 a.m. The Zone. Rutter Rangers back at Merrill Green Stadium tonight for a second straight Friday night, looking to go 2-0. They're hosting Leander Rouse. Rouse started its season with a 21-0 win over Liberty Hill. You'll hear that game tonight on 11:50 a.m. The Zone. Also tonight around the Brazos Valley, Brenham is at Lamar Consolidated, Madisonville at Cold Spring, Caldwell is at Austin Crockett. Navasota Rattlers will try to go to 2-0. They're on the road at Willis. You'll hear that on 1550 a.m. in Grimes County. Rockdale's at Salado. Hearn going to New Waverly. Teague will entertain Centerville. Bremond's at Leon. Franklin Lions will host Tomball. Lexington will host Blanco. And Normandy is at Elkhart. Somerville hosting Burton. St. Joseph Eagles will host Katy West tonight in their home opener. You'll be able to hear that game on 96.9 FM. Also at BrazosFootball.com. Allen Academy hosting San Marcos Homeschool, and Brazos Valley Homeschool is at Austin NYOS. They're playing that game in Hutto. Aggie volleyball team got its first road game yesterday, and they won it in four games over Portland at the Portland Nike Tournament. Kelsey Black had 19 kills in the match. Aggies go to 4-0. Aggies will take on Butler at 2 o'clock today, and then Nevada and Washington State tomorrow. Aggie soccer team will try to improve on a 1-3 start when they host Dartmouth tonight at 6:30 at Ellis Field. Big crowd expected as it's fish camp night at the soccer game. Rangers won, so did the Angels. Rangers still lead by 3.5 in the American League West. They start a 6-game road trip tonight in Boston. And that's your look at sports. Lots of it. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville for Awards and More News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
It's the U.S. versus USSR in a game of chess like you've never seen it before. It's Chess the Musical, an intriguing Cold War tale of the World Chess Championship with songs written by the music group ABBA. Chess the Musical makes its Brazos Valley debut on stage at the Theater Company with four performances this weekend. Underwritten in part by Shirley Borden and Robert C. Borden. Don't miss the musical Chess this weekend at the Theater Company. Get tickets and showtimes at theatercompany.com.
What should your first thought be when you need to buy or sell property? Call Mel Schell on her cell when you want to buy or sell. Mel Schell at Keller Williams Realty. That's melschell.com. Oh, by the way, you may also know me as Melina Schellenberger at Keller Williams Realty.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I know you did a lot of ball games, but we don't want to forget Snook at Brazos Christian. The Blue Jays out there and the folks at Brazos Christian. They'll be playing a little ball this weekend as well. I believe we have missed an opportunity here at Texas A&M University.
Uh-oh.
And I believe it is a member of the conference that we are members of, at least for right now.
Uh-huh. The Big 12 minus 2.
Who has done this. Kansas State University has a new eco-friendly mascot.
Really?
Yes. With her teased orange hair, purple accessories, and altogether unfortunate styling, it's blowing up on Twitter. It is the search for Eco Cat, spelled with a K, yields a handful of recently created Twitter handles, including the fake Eco Cat, and there's no shortage of bad jokes. And they actually have a picture here of K-State's Eco Cat. It would be a lady wearing a purple mask across her teased hair, and she has, of course, the emblem of K-State that we know on her belt. But she wants to make sure that we're all separating our plastics, our glass, and our aluminum from each other.
I'd make her proud, by golly.
Yeah, before we put them in the trash.
Uh-huh.
And there she is, looking like a fan.
I'm desperately trying to pull up a picture here.
Are you? Yeah, Eco Cat. K-State has an Eco Cat.
Oh, wow.
There it is. I don't know where they got
it. So this replaces their old mascot?
No. I don't think so. I think she'll just be walking around amongst the tailgaters.
I see. Okay.
Letting you know.
Yeah.
And I do have to say that is one of the best places, most friendly places, the folks out there in the parking lot.
They really are. Yeah. They really are good.
They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
Haven't been back to that stadium in a while. Do they still have a cornfield across the road?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There's
last time I was
field.
There, yeah.
There's a cornfield right across the street.
That's right.
Not the same as a drill field. A cornfield.
No, you don't want to march in the cornfield.
I would not think so.
I don't know how accurate this is, but apparently there's a tweet out there from somebody that says, like it never happened, EcoCat site already pulled, like drunk Facebook pics through the internet.
8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What's going on in the job market? Nothing. Companies weren't hiring last month. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has a just-out report live in Washington.
Yeah, Dave, the August unemployment rate, 9.1%, unchanged from July, exactly what the experts had predicted. But the bigger news, the lack of job creation. The Labor Department says employers added no net workers in August, adding to the fear of the economy's at risk again falling into recession. First time a net job gain of zero. First time that's happened since 1945, and many economists predict the economy was going to add about 93,000 jobs last month, Dave.
Now, Rich, Wall Street's worried. Futures are way down before the opening bell. The U.S. is reportedly going to sue a bunch of big banks over the big mortgage mess from a few years ago. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
Now, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but reportedly the new agency that oversees the mortgage markets is going after at least four mega banks for their role in the mortgage meltdown. The Federal Housing Finance Agency subpoenaed documents from Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Deutsche Bank about a year ago. The New York Times citing sources who say these banks and potentially others will be accused of failing to perform due diligence on mortgage-backed securities. Many of the mortgages were granted on inflated or outright falsified income. Dave?
Mike, a system that could grow into a tropical storm is brewing off the Gulf Coast.
We're in the process of getting sandbags available to the residents.
Brian Adams, Emergency Management Director in Hancock County, Mississippi, hard hit by Katrina. This storm could soak areas from Louisiana to Alabama with a foot of rain or more. This as Irene's misery continues. Nearly a million homes and businesses without power. Vermont down to North Carolina.
It's just destruction and mayhem. And it's hard to do the job because you feel bad.
He's doing cleanup in New York. Parts of New Jersey are still flooded. A brief tsunami warning is over for Alaska's Aleutian Islands with no tidal wave from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake this morning. No reports of any damage. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. UnitedHealthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and UnitedHealthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. UnitedHealthcare.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Why do more families choose UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley? Convenience. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open Saturdays and Sundays to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. UPA accepts most major insurance plans, including Scott & White, and with 9 pediatric specialists on staff, UPA is always ready to provide the finest care available. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too.
Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof.
What do the school system budget cuts mean for you and your family? Find out in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There's also a kids' back-to-school fashion layout and an all-inclusive family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595. 695-9595.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 79 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, high of about 100. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Merry Mates. Call 979-595-1111, 979-595-1111, or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Mates, relax, it's done. A week has gone by since Bryan City Council told voters they would get to decide whether to sell the municipal golf course and suggest whether Briarcrest Country Club should be purchased. Mayor Jason Byinski says there's not a standing offer to buy the city park property contingent on voter approval.
Doesn't mean that the day after the election it's closed down and never opened again or concrete starts laying on it. I mean, they've had, you know, on a yearly basis, there are always several entities that are always wanting to look at opportunities there on that golf course. So it just enables the council and the city in the future, if the council so chooses, to dispose, sell, lease, of that property.
Byinski sees the possibility of selling the city park, using some of the money to buy Briarcrest and applying the rest toward other parks and recreation projects.
I've talked to a lot of people that would like an indoor water park or an outdoor water park, nanatorium, the peewee football fields on the west side of town, soccer fields in central part of town, and there's lots, splash pads and additional parks in other areas, and that would be wonderful if we can go in and do some additional projects.
Byinski, who is involved in real estate but is not a certified appraiser, estimates the value of the current municipal course and surrounding park property between $3 and $9 million. The state legislature may pass the law that's supposed to start September 1st, but there's at least one of the more than 700 new laws not taking effect yet. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christine Rose says regulators have gone as far as proposing what might be allowed as acceptable photo identification when doing business related to motor vehicle registration.
What will happen is the proposed rules will be posted
the state register. Anyone can make a comment, talk about the proposed documents that they're going to accept, or proposed to accept. And once they have gone through that process and the board makes a decision, then once they vote on that, yes, it'll be effective right then.
The board governing the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles is expected to take final action in October. Weather officials say estimates show Texas just finished its hottest summer on record and could soon hold that spot nationally. The National Weather Service says Thursday is when, or says, excuse me, says when official numbers are tallied next week, Texas or Oklahoma will come in as having the hottest summer ever recorded in the United States. Estimates show Texas temperatures in June through August averaged 86.7 degrees, topping the previous record of 84.3 set in 1980 and tied in 1998. As if there's not enough pressure already during a high school student's freshman year, the state of Texas has added to the load. This is the first year of mandated end-of-course testing. College Station ISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says it will apply this year to freshman-level courses.
This is a little bit of a wrinkle that the state threw us that all school districts had to work through. But by state law, the end-of-course exam has to count for 15% of your grade for the course. You know, we've had to develop and tweak our grading guidelines a little bit because, you know, these exams are given probably 3 to 4 weeks before the end of school.
Teachers and counselors also had to address what students will be taught for the last month of the semester after that state test is given.
We'll still have class the last 3 weeks of school. There'll be a test at the end of those last 3 or 4 weeks that's going to cover the material that was taught in those prior 3 to 4 weeks, and most likely that information that's learned in the last 3 to 4 weeks will help prepare the students to get ready for the next course that they're going to take the following year.
The new state test will eventually affect all high school students. And diminishing chances of rain this holiday weekend mean rising chances of fires. Bryan Fire Marshal William Bouse says wherever you may use fire, to be sure to have plenty of water available. And for anyone who just moved here and might be living in multiple unit housing, Bouse says to remember there are regulations on outdoor cooking.
There is code rules in College Station and Bryan both as far as the multifamily housing, the apartment complexes and condos, that they cannot store or use barbecues on or under the balconies, first floor or higher floors.
Bouse advises anyone living in a single-family home to follow those same recommendations just to be on the safe side. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 79 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home, so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Let's have a back-to-school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price.
And be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back-to-school sale. We're going to be really nice, and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 from Team Dodge for $18,288. Or get a 2011 Jeep Compass for $16,588.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota. We're the home of the nice price.
It's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Another hot one for today with mostly sunny skies. Our temperatures near or a bit over 100 this afternoon. For tonight, clear to occasionally partly cloudy and mid-70s. Tomorrow, a bit more cloud cover, partly sunny, and maybe not quite as hot, but still up into the mid-90s anyway. Occasional clouds and 70s on Saturday night. Then, more clouds and sun by Sunday. We may see a few showers. Most of the showers to our southeast and east. High temperatures Sunday around 90. I'm Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, guys, Monday is Labor Day. We'll be here, however, because we love what we do. And we keep thinking if we don't show up for holidays, they'll have somebody replace us and they won't let us back in the building.
Yeah, that's right. Our code will change.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. It's real easy now. They just need to reprogram the door
right.
And we can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, Monday also begins Waffle Week.
It is an entire week. I don't know. Celebrating all things waffle.
I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth on that.
Is that on Discovery Channel?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, heard what you did, Chase.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Shark Week, they can do Waffle Week. But interesting story yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. When a hurricane makes landfall, the head of FEMA relies on a couple of metrics to assess the exact destructive power. First, they look
at... And in the following days, fail at providing any relief?
That's right. They look at the Homer Simpson wind scale. Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's just the Saffir-Simpson scale.
Saffir.
Okay. The Saffir wind scale. Then, of course, they have what they call the Waffle House Index. Mr. Green means that the restaurant is actually serving, when they are serving a full-time menu, then there's a signal for that. The signal that there's some sort of damage, like maybe lights are on, but they can't do the full menu, is yellow, so that means that there's a limited opportunity for you to order something from the Waffle House. And then, of course, or food supplies could be low. And, of course, red means that the restaurant is closed, there's severe damage, and it is unsafe. So he says, if you get there and the Waffle House is closed, it must be a really, really bad storm. This is FEMA we're talking about. And a matter of fact, and I showed Chase the picture, and again, you can find it on the Wall Street Journal story, they have mobile Waffle Houses.
Really?
Yes, that they will bring to your, well, that they'll bring to the location where they can have power. But they have a very limited menu.
Yeah, it's like waffles and waffles.
Yeah, they have waffles for, they have waffles for $2.80.
Yeah.
They have pecan waffles, well, depending on what part of the country you're from, $3.25. Two eggs and your choice of grits or hash browns for $3.15. So a limited menu, but nonetheless.
What if I want eggs and a waffle, but no hash browns?
Sorry, you're out of luck.
Dang.
Don't be messing with the mobile menu.
Well, but you have to understand also the good thing about it is you probably don't have to leave a tip. Think about that. And if you've been drinking sodas and eating,
don't know what you'll get in your waffle.
And eating pork and beans, aren't you happy when you see the Waffle House mobile unit that's opened up? And again, remember, we used to, Mr. Sokol here from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Oh, doing well, thank you.
Remember when we had a Waffle House here?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, it took about 20 years for it to get torn down, didn't it?
Well, yeah. The yellow and black sign has not changed in 40 years. It is what it is.
Why mess with a good thing?
That's right. And that's right. We were just talking off the air about Jim Gaffigan, who, once again, the Waffle House makes IHOP look international. So,
good point.
If you haven't heard him talk about the Waffle House, it's pretty dang funny. I'll go ahead and give him the credit because he says you see a lot of people in there who have been drinking, and they have pictures on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to forget what a waffle looks like?
You want some audio?
Yeah, you got it.
Speaking of diapers, I went to Waffle House last night. Tell you, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. Here's something you'll never hear in a Waffle House. Nice job cleaning up.
Oh, God.
Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. You've been to a Waffle House.
Minute and a half left.
Okay.
I love Waffle House. And not just because watching someone fry an egg while they're smoking reminds me of my dad. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Or for me, a family reunion. It's so white trash in there, it makes the IHOP appear international. I've seen a gun 5 times in my life. 3 of them have been a waffle. It's definitely a dangerous feel to them, you know. Even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. There's always a letter out. Occasionally it'll be the W, so it'll read Awful House.
That's where I want to go at 2 a.m.
That's when everyone goes. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision. You go in there. You go in there, everyone's drunk. You know everyone's drunk in Waffle House because they have pictures of the food on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to not remember what a waffle looks like? Oh, yeah, it's like a plaid pancake. I'll have 12 of those for a nickel.
There you go.
And he's pretty much clean. He's about 95% clean.
Yeah, he really is.
The guy's name is Jim Gaffigan. He's funny. All right, here we go.
And just in case we might have gotten in trouble by playing that, jimgaffigan.com.
There you go.
There you go.
Go see all that and buy a T-shirt while you're there.
Yeah. Sorry, Jay, we're out of time.
Good to be here. Y'all be safe.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's going on?
Barbara Moore, our Neighborhood Services Coordinator, is your guest today.
How are you today, Barbara?
I'm doing well, and how about you guys?
Great. What's happening in the world of neighborhoods in College Station?
It's always something going on, but I'm here to talk about the seminar supper that is coming up on September 19th.
See, every time Barbara's here, there's free food involved. I remember that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. It's at the College Station Conference Center, September 19th at 6 o'clock. Our guest this time will be Joe Guerra, the city's transportation coordinator. He'll talk about transportation around the city and the city's thoroughfare plan.
So, and again, it's interesting because mass transit is something that's Bryan College Station is not moving toward very quickly, but how to get around, we think about it because most of us have our own vehicles, but for folks who don't, there are probably some challenges out there.
There are, and I know we've all seen the new road projects and things that have been done, and so he'll talk a little bit about those things and the landscape of transportation around this area, and as you can see, it's growing to facilitate the number of people that are moving to the area, so...
Sure.
There's a lot going on in that area.
How long does the program normally last?
It usually lasts for about an hour and a half. We have about 30 minutes for the meal, about 30 minutes for the speaker, and about maybe 15 minutes or so for questions. And sometimes people just kind of sit around and chat afterwards.
Sure.
So usually from 6 o'clock to 7:30.
Okay. And once again, the date is?
September 19th, which is a Monday. It's usually always the third Monday of the month, of every other month. We do them bi-monthly.
Okay. And obviously, they kind of need to know how many folks are going to be there,
absolutely.
Right?
So if they could give me a call at 764-6262. You can RSVP that way, or you can RSVP by sending me an email at bmore, B-M-O-O-R-E, at cstx.gov. We'd love to have folks come out.
Very good. Okay, and then kind of give people an overview of what the neighborhood services people do. What do you do?
Basically, I work with all of the neighborhood and homeowners association groups around the city, other community groups, and just sort of as a resource for citizens when they call into the city and they need to figure out, well, what department can help me with the drainage near my home that maybe is owned by the city?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they have questions about who's their code officer or who's their police officer. All those types of questions come to me, and I basically try to be a resource within the city for residents so they don't have to figure out 30 different places to call. They can call one person, and that person is their resource to helping them get their issue solved quickly. And that's what I do.
Okay, and give them the number one more time then.
Number is 764-6262. I do lots of evening meetings and meetings with groups that want to organize and form organizations, so I'm open to that. And my office is at City Hall, and I'm there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
What else you got?
Quick plug for Extra Education, that collaborative endeavor between College Station Parks and Rec and College Station ISD. We describe Extra Ed like we described this morning show. It is a leisure learning adventure.
That is who we are, after
right.
all.
Right. So there are more than 200 classes being offered, open to anyone age 13 years of age or older. Some classes designed just for seniors, some classes just for kids. But there's something there for everybody. So go check out the course listing, sign up, go to cstx.gov/extraed. That'd be X-T-R-A-E-D.
Yeah, oh, very nice.
So there you go.
Okay.
And also a skate park grand opening tomorrow, 5-7.
Sid, I thought that was very nice of A&M to move the football game.
Yeah, we had to work on that for a little bit. It required us to dress our council in maroon for College Colors Day, but it all worked out for everybody.
Nothing like accommodating the city, after all. All right, very good. Thank you. That's Jay Sokol here, the visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. It's time now for the Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance. Visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com. Or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Labor lull. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The nation's unemployment situation didn't get any better last month. The Labor Department says the economy did not add any jobs in August, and the unemployment rate remains at 9.1%. Data for June and July are revised lower to show even fewer new jobs than originally reported for those months. President Obama plans to announce a new job strategy next Thursday. Futures move sharply lower following the report. NASDAQ futures are down 28 points, S&P futures lower by 17, pointing to a lower open when the bell rings. Twinkie the Kid might be hitting the skids again. Hostess Brands, which also makes Wonder Bread, might have to declare bankruptcy again 2 years after it emerged from Chapter 11 for the first time. Hostess has hired restructuring advisors as it continues to deal with crushing debt. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Let's have a back-to-school sale.
Yeah, and give them great price.
And be nice.
Great idea, kids. We're going to have a back-to-school sale. We're going to be really nice, and we're going to give great prices.
Get a 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 from Team Dodge for $18,288. Or get a 2011 Jeep Compass for $16,588.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Hey, I'm just like most people. I'm constantly fighting the battle of the bulge. My biggest problem is resisting carbohydrates. Yeah, I really love bread and pizzas, cereals, biscuits, not to mention cinnamon rolls, but those things can really put on the pounds. You see, carbohydrates are the first thing to turn to sugar in your system. They increase the production of insulin, and that turns the carbs into fat and, well, makes you hungry again. But you know, carbs are not a problem with Dr. Steelman's Better Health Diet from Activate, because the diet actually contains a carboblocker. Yeah, it's a little tablet that keeps your body from digesting the carbs you eat, so you can have a balanced diet without the hunger, starvation, or denying yourself some of the foods that you so love. It's great, and it really works. Now, there's full information at their website, www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Farmer Harris, well, he knew his farm pretty well. Setting not far inland from the coast of England, it had been in the family for a couple of generations, and he was quite proud of the way it was run. Something that always intrigued him, however, was the barn. It was a good, sturdy barn, held his cows, machinery, and a horse. But the one thing that fascinated him about his barn since he was a child was the way it was built, especially the roof. Part of the roof curved up and in, just like the bow of a ship. Now, it really didn't take an architect to see it. It was pretty clear. It looked like a ship. A neighbor told him that years ago, when finished treated lumber was pretty hard to come by, farmers in the Buckingham region of England often bought used wood from ships that were being torn down or destroyed, and built barns and sometimes houses. One big hefty ceiling timber in Farmer Harris's barn had a carving on it, which was obviously the mark of the shipbuilder. And he knew one more thing. He knew from his own farm records that the barn had been built by one Mr. William Russell about 300 years before. Farmer Harris wondered about his barn for many years. until he made a trip to London on business, and that's when he decided to take a little extra time and check out some old records and see if he could identify the markings on his barn ceiling. With a little help from the staff at the Department of Records, it took only an hour or so, and sure enough, not only did they identify the builder, but the name of the ship, too. They even found a notation by the builder describing in detail the very timber now holding up the roof of Farmer Harris's barn. Could he find the ship's logs? Yep, they were there, too. It was a good ship, a cargo ship. It spent most of its life running cargo between England and France, with several trips to Holland, Spain, Portugal, and even Italy. It was in service for many years before it was carved up for scrap. And you may be wondering why I even bring this up, this barn made from a ship nearly 400 years ago. Well, I'll tell you why. Because this ship had a lot to do with you and I. You see, it did spend most of its life running cargo in Europe. But it also made one other trip, one that made history. You see, it's a little-known fact that Farmer Harris's old barn was made from the timbers of the Mayflower.
We have devoted several Bravo Brazos Valleys over the years to CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, Voices for Children here in the Brazos Valley. And recently, our own Bill Oliver visited with Kate Mason about CASA and their need for new volunteers. There's new volunteer training that's going to be coming up. So here is Kate Mason of Voices for Children, CASA. First off, talking about what is CASA. If you don't know, she'll tell you.
What a CASA is a trained volunteer from the community who represents a child or a group of siblings in court, children who've been removed from their homes because of confirmed abuse or neglect. And so they help that child and work with that child and all the professionals involved in the child's life to find a permanent placement as quickly as possible.
Now, they serve not just Brazos County.
Right. We also serve Grimes County and Burleson County. And if you're living out there and listening out there, we would desperately need Grimes County and Burleson County volunteers, people from those counties. Those children are being represented by people from Brazos County right now. We have a few Grimes County and Burleson County folks, but not as many as we'd like.
How many children are eligible and how many are being served?
Well, right now there are 410 confirmed victims of child abuse or neglect in Brazos County. 78 of those children have been removed from their homes, but 149 children are the legal responsibility of the Department of Family and Protective Services. We are currently serving 183 children. That sounds like that's more than are in care. What that means is that some of those cases have gone on longer than a year. So we're currently serving 183 children with about 80 to 90 volunteers.
Which means there's plenty of room to be a volunteer.
Absolutely. We're only serving about 70% of the kids in Brazos County, and what we really want this year is one CASA for every child or sibling group. And so if you think this is for you, just give me a call.
Let's get the number.
979-822-9700. You can visit our website, vfcbrazos.org, and you can even fill out a volunteer application online.
Let's give them a little bit of a taste on what it takes to be a volunteer.
Well, we're going to prepare you as well as we can. We're going to give you everything you need. We're going to give you 30 hours of training up front. So it is quite a commitment up front. Well, it's quite a commitment, period, to represent children in court. We ask you to go through 30 hours of training. We're asking for about 15 to 20 hours a month on your case. A lot of that's going to be phone and email. Not all of it is going to be in person. And we ask for a 12-month commitment. So this isn't the volunteer opportunity for everyone. It takes a really special person to be a CASA.
So there's not a typical person who does this?
Absolutely not. Our volunteers come from all walks of life. We have most of our volunteers are employed full-time. If you work for the state of Texas, so that's the state of Texas, including Texas A&M University, you can, with supervisor approval, get 5 hours a month of leave to do CASA business. And that's how important the state legislature thinks CASA is.
Hey, that was Kate Mason with Bill Oliver, and next week we're going to talk more about Voices for Children and CASA. Again, their website is vbcbrazos.org, phone number 822-9700, and we'll talk more about them next week. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by MeSan Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 832, 81 degrees right now, 100 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. Save up to $1,000 during the factory authorized clearance on Polaris ATVs and Rangers while supplies last. Polaris Fun Center, they sell fun, not tractors. Much more information will be released before Bryan voters decide in November whether to sell the municipal golf course and or offer their input on whether to buy Briarcrest Country Club. Mayor Jason Byinski, visiting yesterday about the special questions the week after city council approval, says it's more than or about more than just the money.
Numbers, basically that property's worth what someone's willing to pay and sure. What the city's willing to sell it for. But it's beyond just money. You know, we've got to make sure it's a proper fit for that location mm-hmm. and that it's going to be a good thing for the city of Bryan. And so, you know, that's not something that we're discussing at this moment. We don't have proposals that we're vying through at this point. We just know there's a lot of folks that have approached the city that would like that opportunity in the future.
The mayor, who is involved in real estate but is not a certified appraiser, does have an estimated value of the city course and surrounding park property.
Just from my professional opinion, put a price on it. I think anywhere from $3 to $9 million. It just depends on, how it's developed and, you know, what uses become of it, whether it's retail or office, whether it's the next grocery store, whether it's the next Blinn College campus, whether it's another campus. There's been other institutions that have talked about locating there outside of Bryan College Station.
It'll be a binding vote expanding the land use at the municipal course, but the vote on possibly buying Briarcrest is non-binding. Nearly 2 feet of rain could drench parts of the Gulf Coast from Mississippi to the Louisiana-Texas border, thanks to a tropical depression southwest of the Louisiana coast. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center says the slow-moving storm could bring lots of rain to some areas.
It will gradually strengthen into a tropical storm, possibly as early as later today. The system is currently nearly stationary, and we expect that by the weekend, the center of the system will be approaching the Louisiana coast.
A tropical storm warning has been issued for the Louisiana Gulf Coast. Unfortunately, it does not look like the storm will bring much, if any, rain to our area. More than 700 new laws in Texas were supposed to take effect Thursday. At least one hasn't, though, because the rules haven't been written. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christine Rowe says the State Department of Motor Vehicles has written but has not approved what forms of photo identification are acceptable when doing registrations and related business.
The rules aren't in place yet, so until that happens, we're not going to be asking for that information in the tax office. We really expect it to be probably a couple of months at least down the road, if not the first of the year, before you have to start coming up with a form of photo ID to register and title a vehicle.
The proposed language is on our website with this story at WTAW.com. The board governing the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles is expected to take final action in October. High school freshmen around Texas will take an additional test this year. College Station ISD's Chuck Glenwinkle says the state-mandated end-of-course exam will eventually impact all high school students. The new test, which counts for 15% of a student's grade, means the district had to change their grading guidelines.
I could go talk about this all day, about how the grading guidelines, about how the 15% is going to affect whether you get course credit or you have to retake the exam, or if it brings your average down to 68, will you still get course credit? Do you still have to take the exam? There's all types of different scenarios out there, but we've got those outlined. Our counselors are well-versed in it, and they'll be able to help the students and the parents muddle through all of that.
A further confusion, the state's exam is still given 3 to 4 weeks before the end of the course and even before the teacher's final test. Glenn Winkle says teachers and counselors have developed a plan what will happen the rest of the semester. WTAW News Time is 836, 81 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the one you've been waiting for, the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Rebates up to $1,000 on select models and great financing. Brand new 2011 ATVs and Rangers, the hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play. And Ranger Racers, the only vehicles that deliver deliver razor-sharp performance. Sweeten these already amazing deals by trading in your current ATV or UTV and take advantage of these rebates. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance, now at Polaris Fun Center, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria in Bryant. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lear from Lear Insurance, formerly the Lear Agency, located in the heart of Bryant College Station. Give us a call today at 888-98-LIERE and we'll give you a free quote. We partner with over 100 insurance companies, and Lear is waiting to save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your auto and home insurance with just one call. Don't waste any more of your hard-earned dollars on high premiums. Call 888-98-LIERE. We'll do the shopping. You'll do the saving.
Just Brakes.
What's Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels, including a lifetime warranty, machining rotors and drums, and inspecting your brakes for just $99.88.
All that for $99.88?
Yes, the warranty even includes parts and labor.
$99.88 for pads and shoes that'll never cost another dime?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles. Additional repairs at additional costs are required or suggested on most cars. $6 shop fee extra. See store for limited guarantee terms.
738. You know,
yeah,
it is.
In Denver.
It is. That's right. But it's 838 here, which means, hey, we're here for 20 more minutes. And then we'll be out directing traffic to, for the football game on Sunday. So, yeah, look forward to that. Here we go. Let's do some weather. I'm just so deflated that this thing is going to go to Louisiana and Mississippi. And I saw some, they're going to get 12 inches of rain or something.
Could be upwards of 20.
20 inches of rain. It's a slow-moving system. We're going to get to, and you know what? The stinking Weather Channel send bald-headed Jim Cantore down there, and, you know, he'll be in weather up to the bottom of his, water up to the bottom of his chin, and talking about all the rain and everything, and we're going to be back here going, pour some more salt water on the brown over. Yeah. Be fun. All right, anyway, here's our weather. We're happy to have it.
We're keeping an eye on that tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico, but it looks like it will mainly affect Louisiana and Mississippi as we go through the weekend and early next week. And as far as we're concerned, though, well, just mostly sunny through today, and temperatures a bit over 100. Tonight, generally clear skies and mid-70s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, and mostly in the mid-90s, back in the middle 70s at night. We may see, though, some scattered showers by Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with high temperatures around 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's tough to get a decent pizza in space. So tough, in fact.
Oh, yeah, delivery charges have.
That's always been my motto. Yeah.
It's so tough that astronauts at the International Space Station once received a delivery from an Earthbound Pizza Hut. Really?
Hmm.
How?
I don't know. Wouldn't you have loved to... Because, I mean, a pizza box is something that is not easily hidden.
No.
I don't think you can necessarily sneak that on somewhere.
No, especially when they're in that big red thing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Plus the fact,
warmer.
Okay, see, now, plus the fact, now that's the deal, is they cook the pie, and then I guess they understand that it's going to get cold in the time that it takes to get up to the space station.
Right.
But I guess they have a microwave up there. Who cleans the microwave inside the space station? You know what I'm saying?
Last one to use it.
Right. Yeah. And is the time ever right
on
it?
Well, but just think, though, I mean, if it's weightless and you spray the little psh, I mean, that stuff just kind of floats all over the cabin, doesn't it?
That's right, yeah.
And don't know.
Then you ask, okay, who put the aluminum foil in the microwave?
Yeah. Little problems there. So anyway, now Domino's Japanese operation is going a step further in the publicity wars. The chain swears it plans to open a store on the moon someday.
Well, then Papa John's will be right afterwards.
That's right.
Yeah.
A construction company has estimated that the endeavor would cost $21.4 billion. Okay, now see, how do you get that? What? You could just throw a number out there. It's like buying a golf course. I mean, just throw a number out there.
Easy.
Domino's rep says in its tongue-in-cheek release. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. In the future, we anticipate there will be many people living on the moon. Okay, future. What is that? Future could be like 70 years from now. Astronauts who are working up there, and in the future, citizens of the moon will start thinking about wanting a pizza, and if that's the case, we want to have a restaurant there. Okay. Fine. And then there'll be a CVS, and of course, if that happens, the Walgreens is going to have to be right across the street.
Yeah, that's right.
all those will
have to dodge
happen.
All that space trash we keep hearing about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But they'll all get up there. There'll be some golden arches and a Starbucks, and you know, when they get there. So, yeah.
New survey finds that a whopping 71% of Chinese workers admit to calling in sick when they aren't. Well, once again, the Western culture has injected itself in China. On the other hand, only 16% of French workers say that they take a fake sick day. Well, that's because they get like 47 days of vacation anyway, don't they?
That's right.
Why would they need to do that?
Yeah, it's not like they got to go off to war or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's not like they have to surrender to the illness. Well. I mean, you know. Hello?
Do you have to have that passport to get to the moon?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's not a problem yet.
All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah.
He just wants a stamp.
There was
on
a follow-up.
He wants his stamp on his passport.
He sounded very serious.
Said moon. Yeah.
Moon stamp. Yeah. Okay. The survey found that half of all U.S. Americans have taken a fake sick day. It's about on par with countries including Canada, Australia, and not
half of Americans have taken a fake sick day.
That's what it says.
Half of the other half are lying.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've taken a fake sick day recently. I don't know. It's been a long time. Not surprisingly, most people said they called in sick because they felt stressed or needed a day off.
Well, it's kind of illness. Who are you calling? The man?
Yeah.
T-Boy?
Yeah.
The boss.
Well, I mean,
he was back in sales a second ago.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll
I saw
fly.
Him back there.
We'll
Morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, is Ben in his office? Do you know?
He's around here somewhere. He's not in his office.
Can you do the famous all page for us?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Thanks. I appreciate
Hang
that.
On.
Okay,
there
great.
Ben.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he was.
See, I got my do not disturb on, so I won't be able to hear it. But
that's right.
Yeah.
And sales doesn't listen to us. So
well, I just think it's interesting if he's in sales, we can call. Okay. I think it's interesting if we could catch him in sales, if he'd go ahead and pick up the phone there. When we could talk about people and fake sick days.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, that...
This is Ben.
Ah, there you go.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Good. All right, where are you? In the sales office?
No, I'm in engineering. You want to hear some of the machines running?
I can kind of hear them in the background, yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
The
Would whirring. You like me to come down to the studio?
Did Dusty ask to hear your big line for the reading?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, of course we are.
Well, I don't want to
No, I'm not asking. No, I'm just asking, did he ask? Because I
Chip
told him
did.
To ask. Okay, good. All right. Okay.
I'm working on it, though.
All right. Here's the news, and I was hoping you were in the sales department, but I just told
Well, I would be the only one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were discussing
Hey, it's a Friday. That. Didn't you get the memo? I didn't either.
Rut-row. A new survey finds that 71% of Chinese workers admit to calling in sick when they aren't. On the other
So, all of these people with the painfully American names that are working in our sales department actually have a little touch of the menace in them. Do
well,
they?
No. The survey found that about half of all U.S. Americans have taken a fake sick day.
You reckon?
Now, but here's the thing that I thought was surprising.
Does it actually have to be during a major sports playoff?
No.
Oh, okay.
For some people, it just has to be a day that ends in Y, but preferably adjacent to a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprisingly, though, and this is why I wanted you to know about this, because anything that we can do to help you in your managerial duties.
Over the years, I know that you guys have my back. I know that I can count on you.
You can do that.
We try to be the wind beneath your wings, sir.
Yes, we are the wind beneath your wings.
Cue the music.
The light of my day.
That's
the
right.
love of my life.
You know what? Most people said they called in sick because they felt stressed or needed a day off. I mean, that's it. It's just...
You're kidding. We can do that?
Yeah, well, some people obviously... It says almost half. Now, I don't know if that's on the downside of almost or on the upside of almost half.
You know, I have to tell you, on days where we get excellent economic news,
yes,
like we did today, and by excellent, I mean there's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
Excellent days. I have a lot less sickness reported among the staff.
Really?
Yeah, I think that when you get the word that, well, there are no jobs out there,
yeah.
I think somehow they say, you know, my back doesn't feel quite as bad as it did when I first awoke at 8:30 this morning.
But remember, next Thursday, we get to hear the grand plan. Everything will be fine.
I know.
Right, that, and then we get to watch football right afterwards. I'd say it's perfect.
Look, he's got all of that backwards. If he's going to unveil a plan in another major speech, he wants to get to the Americans after they've had about a six-pack.
Thank you, Ben Downs, general manager.
And his, speaking the truth.
Yeah.
Dropping truth bombs.
Yeah.
Telling it like it is.
You know it, right here on the radio. When we come back.
Coming up next on the Infomaniacs.
We need that. Yeah. Story about a guy who wants to paint his name in the Grand Canyon.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtered water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits, Awful Good Chicken Fingers, Tom Light Chevrolet, and the Sleep Station. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I got a great trivia question. I don't have any prizes to give away. Do we have any tickets? Do we have any football tickets?
No.
Okay. Well, yes. I didn't know if Ben had any.
Because
this is really a pretty good trivia question.
Now, I've got some tickets that I've been telling you about for a while.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Those,
no.
Because this is our last chance to do that.
No, it's not. It happens next week, right?
No, it happens tomorrow.
Oh, does it?
No. Yeah, that's binding.
Scott's timing is impeccable, as always.
Okay.
How many tickets we got?
10.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got tickets for
Christfest Rocks. Right. It's a Wolf Pen.
Yeah, I'm not taking the calls now, but we'll do it. I'll stay here after 9 o'clock and take calls.
It's a Wolf Pen. It's tomorrow at Wolf Pen, and it's the group Cutlass. Is that right?
Yes.
Cutlass?
Yes.
Is the main group with special guests.
They're good.
Robbie Shea Band and Andy Melvin and the Unlikely Sons.
All right. And what time does it start?
You know, if it only had a time on the ticket, I could tell you that.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Don't worry about that.
If it only had a time
but
on
if you,
the ticket.
If you want tickets to that, then
call after the show.
Call me after the show, 695-1620, and the first five people will give you each a pair of tickets. Dang. Well, I guess I'm going to save this then. I guess I just will. There is a list I have this morning of the summer's biggest flops in movies, and there were some here.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, and I saw that, and I really enjoyed that movie. I really did.
Okay.
And most everybody that I saw that I know that saw it enjoyed it.
Cost $163 million to make.
Uh-huh.
It's only made $129 so far.
Is that right? Well, that's too bad.
Maybe it'll do well in the future.
Yeah, maybe so. But no, it was a fun movie. Really
Larry
was.
Crown, that's that Tom Hanks stinker poo. It's made $52 million.
I saw that one too.
And
so it's gotten your money.
No, it was a stinker poo.
Right.
No doubt about that.
Green Lantern cost $200 million. It's made $206 million.
I didn't see that one.
Ryan Reynolds isn't to blame. The Change Up, Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Conan the Barbarian, $22 million. And Glee, the 3D concert movie, that kind of surprises me because that's a real popular TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think.
Yeah.
$14 million worldwide. That's.
I wonder how publicized that was. I wasn't even aware that that was out there.
Well, we mentioned
it. I'm not a Gleek, but my wife is.
Yeah. A Gleek. Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah,
oh,
Gleeks.
Very, very interesting. Okay. It's 8 till. Hotels across U.S. America are replacing those tiny little bottles of shampoo that are, you know, easy to steal with the big full-size refillable bottles of shampoo. When guests leave, the pump bottles are refilled so nothing is thrown out, reducing the waste of the hotel.
So they're going to have a dispenser in the showers?
I guess that's how they're going to do that.
Oh, how health club of them.
Yeah, that's very nice. Well, that'll be interesting because we gave all ours away to Joplin. We emptied out our drawers for the Joplin for the tornado thing. But up until then.
Oh, so you really went out of pocket for them is what
yeah.
you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I did some other stuff,
you gave them,
too.
You gave them all the stuff you'd stolen.
Yeah.
So you used Joplin tornado relief as a giant fence. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Is that the way you're looking at it?
There you go.
That's pretty interesting.
It's all about your perspective, I suppose.
Yeah, that's probably right. Hey, by the way, you can follow all our local teams, and we broadcast a bunch of them right here.
Right.
On Twitter at Brass's Football, so sign up for that.
Basically, if you play organized football in this fair city, there's better than average chance that we pick them up in game.
That's true.
Matter if it's St. Joseph or the Rangers or the Rattlers or the Vikings or the Tigers.
Yep. Well, we got St. Joseph again tonight, by the way, and they're at home.
All right. Week from today, from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m., Tom is going to be out at the Prosperity Bank location on Greens Prairie Road.
Rock Prairie, isn't it?
Like I said, Rock Prairie Road.
That one
not
too.
Greens Prairie, Rock Prairie Road.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a prairie.
Yeah, it will. It's Free Flag Friday. That means if you bring Tom a donut, he'll give you a flag.
Mm-hmm. If you bring him two donuts, he'll put it on your car.
That's right. If you bring four, give me one.
Yeah.
I'll give you two flags.
That's it. Something like that. He won't bring any back for us.
No.
But nonetheless.
No flags nor donuts.
But again.
He'll come back all sugared up, glazed, kind of trickling down one side
of
his mouth.
But it's waffle week.
It's a limited, it's a limited number of flags, so you do need to get there early. But that's from 7 until 9 next Friday at the Prosperity Bank right there at the corner of Rock Prairie Road.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So a guy from Canada. Facing two charges after spray painting his name in red letters on a prominent, culturally significant, often photographed rock face in Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona. According to the U.S. District Court complaint filed by the Park Service, the man admitted that he tossed the can of spray paint into the Grand Canyon after a tour leader and other bystanders began yelling at him.
Nice job, Kilroy.
Cause of the uproar, Lucien Lionel Chenier could only get Lucy, L-U-S-I.
Very nice.
Couldn't even get his whole name on there before they got him.
Uh-huh.
He was on an RV trip with his wife that started in Ottawa, went through the Yukon to Alaska, then down through B.C. and into U.S. America through the Washington State area. And for his part, Lucien said he chose the spot that he did for the spray painting of his name. It was so special. If he could just leave his name, then his kids would be able to see it 20 years from now.
How about that?
What was this Mozon thinking, okay? So nice job, fella. Ooh, people who exercise vigorously get a bonus for their hard work. Pulled muscle. Yeah. They continue to burn extra calories long after they finish working out. New study shows that men who biked intensely on a stationary bike for 45 minutes burn an extra 190 calories over the 14 hours following their workout. I'm just going to say that if you are intensely biking on a stationary bike for 45 minutes, you probably are not having to burn off those extra calories because you're going to go eat cookie dough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing that, you pretty much are working on staying in good shape or being in good shape. All the rest of us get on a bike for 3 minutes and go, oh, that hurts. Give me some cream cheese. You know, I hurt. I want to go eat a bag of Doritos because my knee hurts. Nobody I know. Well, really?
And I'm stressed. I'm going to call in sick.
Well, I have a neighbor who bikes, and he like gets up at 6 in the morning and bikes like 20 miles a day or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That guy doesn't have to worry. He can go ahead and eat a pizza. You know, I try to go out and do that. You know, my knee's going to hurt after about 2 minutes. Going,
somebody took the blocks off the pedals. My feet won't reach the pedals anymore. Hey, we were talking about this off the air. This is at least I believe in the Chase Murphy household going to be a big deal. And that is that Stars and Netflix not getting along. And so as a result, there are going to be a lot of movies. I think Disney and Sony are going to be some of the things that you're not going to be able to find on Netflix pretty soon.
Stars is one of the biggest providers of movies on Netflix streaming.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're not going to be able to stream movies that would otherwise be available through Stars, that's going to cut into, I mean, and I've said this before, the movie selection on Netflix streaming is, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 4.
Okay.
Maybe a 5.
Right.
There's some decent classics on there, but there's just not a good variety, and very, 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 very few recent releases or anything like that.
Right.
And if this goes away, there's going to be even fewer. So it's going to drop the movie selection probably down to a 2 or 3.
Well, it dropped Netflix stock by 10% yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It was a profound effect in the market, and they may need to try to come to terms with that. We'll see. So between the price change that they went through and then this, kind of an interesting cultural change there.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand, the Billboard record charts came out. Barbara Streisand debuted at number 4 with her latest album called What Matters Most. That gives her 31 top 10 albums. That's more than the Beatles, who had 30.
Goodness.
The Rolling Stones have the most with 36, Frank Sinatra with 33, but she's got 31 now, which is not too bad. Not too bad.
No, that's pretty strong.
For the Babster.
Yeah.
All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
Because, you know, it's Friday.
Yeah.
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 Time for us to
love this part.
Move on. I know. It means, means the day's almost over.
Yeah.
The Great Fire of London broke out when it was finally extinguished. 3 days later, nearly 400 acres of the city had been destroyed. It was in 1666. In 1944, a guy named George H.W. Bush was shot down by Japanese forces. It's also, I think, VJ Day. And in 1963, get this, in 1963, CBS Evening News went from 15 to 30 minutes.
How are we ever going to fill that time?
15-minute national newscast back in 19...
Did they have weather and sports,
1963.
Too,
yeah, really. With Jack LaSculley.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Movies over the weekend. This one that started Wednesday, The Debt, it got a 76%. That's been on for a while. Two new movies, Apollo 18 and Shark Night. Neither one of them are rated by Rotten Tomatoes yet, so I don't know. Went to a movie last night. Was a guest with a bunch of other folks called 7 Days in Utopia. This is a Christian-based movie starring Robert Duvall and Lucas Black, and it's a fine message. It's about golf. That's the theme. It's about golf. It was all filmed in Texas, in Utopia, in San Antonio, and it's a nice.